The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Thursday, June 30th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, the Delaware County District Attorney's Office confirms that a man was shot and killed in an apparent road rage shooting on Wednesday morning. Investigators believe the victim was shot and killed for driving too slow in rush hour traffic. It happened at State Road Route 1 near Meeting House Lane in Springfield Township just before 9 a.m. Authorities say the victim, 54-year-old King Hua, and his wife were traveling in a white Toyota southbound on State Road when a female driver of a vehicle passed them on the shoulder. The vehicle then stopped, and a male passenger partially got out and fired shots at the victim's Toyota. The bullets went through the windshield and hit him. The victim's wife said, the victim's wife was screaming for help. Witnesses say he was taken to the hospital but died from his injuries. The suspects fled. The suspect's vehicle fled the township. Police say it was described as a black car SUV. Investigators are asking anyone who was driving in the area at the time of the incident and witnessed anything to call them. They are also asking nearby residents to check their cameras to see if they captured videos or images of the driver.
You can't even say so. Okay, so maybe he was going to shoot at the car and make a statement. There's a bullet hole right over the driver's side.
Yeah, right center, right in the windshield. Yeah, crazy.
You're looking at the car, and I don't know what this is all about, but the passenger side front tire's all mangled.
I don't know if they hit something or what.
Probably.
He was driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
A Colorado man was sentenced to spend the rest of his life behind bars for kidnapping and raping multiple homeless women. 33-year-old Joseph Gabriel Van Eck was sentenced to between 162 years and life in prison for kidnapping and sexually assaulting the victims in Denver in 2020. The investigators investigation into the attack began on April 19th of 2020 when a young woman reported to Jefferson County Sheriff deputies that she had been picked up in Denver and driven into the foothills where she was sexually assaulted. From there, three other victims who reported similar experiences in August and September of 2020 were identified. All four victims were unhoused females from a vulnerable community, the press release specifies. Three of the four victims were lured into Van Eck's truck after he offered to give them a ride, while one victim was grabbed and pulled into the truck by her purse. During the attacks, Van Eck would drive to a remote area in Jefferson County where he threatened to kill, physically assault, and force them to engage in unwanted sexual activity. During several of the attacks, Van Eck, who was referred to as a sexual violent predator, had both a gun and a knife on him. The district attorney thanked the victims for their bravery and resilience throughout the lengthy judicial proceedings. A Jefferson County jury found Van Eck guilty in March of 3 counts of sexual assault, 2 counts of second degree kidnapping, 4 counts of soliciting for prostitution, 1 count of attempted sex assault, and 1 count of unlawful sexual contact, and 1 count of theft. If you're feeling nostalgic, well, here's a blast from the past. A vendor at the Concord Mall in Wilmington, Delaware. God. Did you see this?
I saw. It's unbelievable.
Found an intact vintage Burger King behind a wall.
Yeah.
And the picture is going viral, so it's kind of cool. When I first saw it, I was blown away myself, said the general manager of the Concord Mall. The relic is located on the first floor of the mall and is only accessible via a key from a staffer, so it's not visible to those passing by. But when a mall vendor saw it back in April, he snapped a picture and posted it.
The guy waiting in line seemed completely confused. Did you notice that?
I'd like to know where this is. We used to go to that mall all the time when I lived in Upper Chai. That was kind of our place to go to. That was the closest large shopping mall. And so I was in there quite a bit, and I would like to go back and see where this was and see where I may have walked by several times, unbeknownst that there was a Burger King lurking behind the walls.
Yeah, behind the
walls. As chilling as the skeletons in the booths, Preston. Yeah.
I mean, I love it, though.
It's so cool.
It is really cool.
What year do they believe it was sealed up?
They didn't say what year. They just said it's like a vintage Burger King set with, like, you know, everything still from that time.
It's like opening up at one of the pyramids and finding an untouched room that has been there.
Like a Wendy's.
An ancient Wendy's that's been sitting there for ages.
This is the Wendy's Tutankhamun.
But just the decor of it all, it really, really brings me back to, my childhood. I remember the McDonald's at the Springfield Mall, and I think there was a Burger King. Nick, you would know, too. Grand River Mall had a Burger King, did they not?
Maybe they buried that one.
Yeah. I don't remember. I didn't go to that mall very often.
So the photo was reposted on Twitter this week, leading other mall employees, shoppers, and tens of thousands of Twitter users to reminisce about their childhood spent at BK. In the old Burger King, everything is still there, from the old French fryer to the 90s painting still hanging on the wall.
How does that happen?
Right?
How does that, you know what I mean?
Well, you're looking at prime square footage, right? So you're looking at how does no one ever breach that room or ever come across it, unless it's like a... Remember, like the guy who was living in the vet.
Yeah.
I think people probably knew about this. There was new management that took over. Maybe the new management didn't know, but
the lights are on in the freaking thing.
But I mean, it looks like it's been, you know, this is a time capsule from 20 years ago or something like that. I don't know.
More.
But I mean, you know, I know that malls have had a hard time filling capacity.
That's true.
For the past several years. And, you know, the only ones that keep filling up are like King of Prussia and so on. But, you know, you would think that, I don't know, it seems like this is the big mystery.
Ronald
like
Reagan's president?
Somebody,
the actor?
Somebody posted that it was a storage room that they had used at one point for a different store in conjunction with this original post.
Couldn't use it as storage. It's all filled.
I know. Well, I guess it was like sort of a de facto place to put stuff.
Yeah.
But somebody at some point just sealed off the wall, and then nobody made any follow-up decisions on it, and they just let it sit for as long as it has.
There is a door leading to it. It's just somebody else had the key. So what I was saying was new management took over. So people probably knew it was there. It's not like it was, you know, people didn't even know. I think that just the new management didn't know.
Okay. It's pretty wild.
I want to buy something from there.
I know. The chairs or something.
Yeah, I don't
know. I know.
And that's
Friars.
Case, that's what they said. They're hoping to get another tenant in there, preferably an eatery, since the space is laid out for one. But obviously they're going to change the decor. I almost want to leave it and have Burger King go in and run a store there.
Not only that, all the kitchen equipment's in there.
Yeah.
All the fryers and the grills and all that stuff.
They should rock a McDowell's sort of Burger
McDowell's.
Kong. Burger Kong.
Yeah. I love it.
That would be great. Wow. I would go there. If they set it up as an old Burger King, I would go there.
Yeah.
By the way, so I took the Burger King logo, and Greg Monahan in our graphics department, I made a Burt Kreischer logo out of the Burger King logo. I should show it to you guys. It's really, really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. That
could be our logo at our new Burger King.
Yeah, Burt Kreischer.
Think he'd let us use his image?
Might. Yeah, he might.
All right, let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies lost to the Atlanta Braves 4-1 last night at the ballpark.
What the f*** is it?
Adam Duvall homered. Kyle Wright threw 7 strong innings, and the Braves improved to 21-5 in June.
What the f*** is that?
Rhys Hoskins homered and doubled for the Phillies, who played without Bryce Harper for the 3rd straight game. Harper had successful surgery on his broken left thumb earlier in the day. The series continues tonight. Aaron Nola will get the start. The first pitch is an hour earlier than normal at 6:05. According to multiple sources, Sixers star James Harden declined his player option for $47 million for next season. This will make room with the team's salary structure and could help the Sixers in signing free agents. The Sixers and Harden are expected to agree to a short-term deal for less than the max because, according to reports, his goal is to help the Sixers have flexibility to contend and sign other available players. And the Union lost to the Fire last night in Chicago. Federico Navarro's 68th-minute goal gave the Fire a 1-0 upset win. It was only the 15th goal of the season for the Fire, the lowest-scoring team in MLS. The Union have conceded only 13 goals, the fewest allowed by any team this season. Up next for the Union is a match in Columbus against the Crew on Sunday, July 3rd at 7:30. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We got a few things on our plate for today. It being a Thursday morning, we will have joining us as far as guest goes, Mr. Robert Irvine. He's got a cocktail party, which is going to be on the Mushaloo.
Very cool.
Featuring Irvine Spirits, and it will be June 30th.
That's today.
Oh, my God, it's today. Wow. Okay, tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., there are tickets available, and we'll talk to Robert Irvine. He's always a great guest, so listen up. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. And if you're very good today, all right, if you do all your chores, join the Clean Plate Club, we'll have a chance for you to win tickets to see this advanced screening of Thor, Love, and Thunder, which we have coming up Wednesday night. IMAX, King of Prussia. Mm-hmm. So it's a big
deal. That's the way to see it.
Absolutely.
It's the kind of screen a god does deserve.
Yes. I'm excited with this Natalie Portman twist in this movie to see what all that means. So We'll have your opportunity to win those tickets, and all you got to do is hang out with us this morning and listen up for your chance to win. Other than that, I see we have a big friggin' deal that is going on. I'll give that a quick mention. You can get 4 tickets to the Reading Fight and Phil's game for just $26. Wow, that's cheap.
That's pretty good.
Valid for any home game throughout the 2022 regular season. So we've always, what?
4 tickets?
Yeah.
For $26?
$26, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal.
I'm going to sign up for that one.
All right, so you can get the deal now through Sunday at WMMR.com. Use the keyword deal. There's always some good stuff that is available there for you to take advantage of, and that's what we want you to do. So we have that, and Casey's looking at some other things we might have to give away, so we'll just hang in.
We got stuff. We have things.
So with all of that, let's take a break, come back in a second. The Entertainment Report will be up first. I'll prep a stupid question for you, and we will reveal the details of what's going on in that world of celebs. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Stupid question time. We're going to give away a $50 Dave & Buster's gift card. Answer this. The March of Dimes was originally founded to help find a vaccine for what?
Mm-hmm.
215-263-WMMR is our number. So the March of Dimes was originally founded to help find a vaccine for what? Let's see if you know that answer. Go ahead and give us a call. I'll go through some birthdays today, being Thursday, June 30th, and we're waiting for your call. We'll rattle these names off, and we'll begin with actress Lizzie Caplan.
Yes.
Who has a big birthday today as she turns 40 years old.
I like her a lot.
The first thing I remember seeing her in was Cloverfield.
Mean Girls was okay.
I don't remember. I don't know Mean Girls that well.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it the one and a half times.
She was the girl who wanted to, who put together the plot to go after, you know, the snooty
the
girls.
Crew.
The bitchy
okay.
crew, yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, now we're looking at a picture. All right, I recognize her.
Yeah, but Cloverfield was great, and she's great in that, The Interview, the movie with that, remember that, North Korea had tapped into.
Never saw it. Yeah.
It's actually really.
Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Yeah. And James Franco.
Yeah.
She's also in True Blood. So 40 years old today, Lizzie Caplan. Vincent D'Onofrio. Been in a ton of great things.
He's awesome.
I'm watching him in a show right now called Godfather of Harlem. It's him and Forest Whitaker are the two main leads. And,
is it a new season?
There's 2 seasons out, Steven. They just renewed for a third, but it's on Hulu if you want to stream it. I think originally it was on that Epix channel, and sometimes they migrate to other streaming channels. But anyway, he's great in it. It's a really good series. It's based on true stories, you know, for the mobsters in the 60s and Harlem and black mobsters versus Italian mobsters. I highly recommend it. It's really good.
Obviously, Full Metal Jacket, a big, big role for him, and he ended up going to do a lot of TV stuff. He was great in
Daredevil.
Daredevil,
Jesus,
yes.
He's awesome.
It's Wilson Fisk,
and he's coming back in that role.
He
right?
is.
Yeah.
In fact, he makes an appearance in Hawkeye.
That was it. Yes. So he is 63 today. David Alan Grier.
Love him.
Actor, comedian, funny as hell. He's been here before in our studio. He's great.
He's exactly what you want. Again, we've used that phrase, but he's exactly who you want him to be.
Yep. He turns 66 years old today. He does not look 66.
I'm black, don't crack.
Mike Tyson has a birthday as well. Mike is 56 years old, and the most recent little flare-up as far as spotlight on him was some guy mouthing off on a plane to him, would not leave him alone. Mike turns around and just pops him one.
Mike was...
he was patient.
He was incredibly patient.
Yeah, I agree.
I just saw a video of him. I don't know if it's old or new or what, but people were asked what they thought of Mike Tyson, and most of the people did not have nice things to say, and then they had Mike come out
from behind
him. Was
that on Kimmel?
I don't know what it was on. I just saw the video, and so then they turned around, and there was Mike Tyson standing there.
No.
It was pretty funny.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it was good.
And how...
Like,
what was their reaction? What, how did he handle it?
He was fine.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Yeah. He laughed at them. One guy was like, "Oh my god," shook his hand. Another guy looked a little nervous. most of the people laughed.
It looks like it was on Kimmel about 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's outside. It was set outside. And
Yes.
So it was Kimmel from June 16th.
Okay. What was the date of the Michael Spinks knockout? Because it just showed up on my feed on Instagram.
I think I could tell you. I think it was 1987.
Was it around this time? Because it showed up.
And I've told you the story.
I love this story.
I've told you the story. We were over at my friend's house, and she was having a bunch of people over. It was a big deal to watch Mike Tyson fights, okay, back in the late 1980s. And so, it was June 27, 1988, okay?
Okay.
So we're all headed over there, and there was apparently a wait on who was going to come out first.
Right.
And so there was a delay in the fight starting. Like, they were waiting each other out. Like, Spinks is like, "I'm not coming out first." Mike's like, "I'm not coming out first." So there was this thing. And we needed more beer, okay? So my girlfriend at the time and somebody else were like, "We'll go get beer. We'll come back, this up."
Yeah, plenty of time.
It was right down the street.
Yeah.
So they come back. The fight is over. Uh-huh. It ended in
91 seconds,
I think. Was it 91 seconds? It was the first round knockout, and it's like over. And that was the Mike Tyson thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you did not watch in the first two rounds, you were going to miss the whole fight.
Did you watch the ABC documentary series on him? It was a limited series.
Uh-uh.
It takes him, all the way through. I don't know what could be more terrifying than him in his prime coming at you in the ring.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just a beast.
I mean, Spinks is getting... He's like, wait, time out. Wait a second.
And then whap.
Boom.
Takes one to the noggin and down. Tyson, 56 years old.
And Preston still not back with the beer.
I stayed. Came back and I was like, she's like, "How's the fight going?" I'm like, "It's over. You missed it. You missed every bit of it." But
is over!
They showed it, 15 times in a row what happened because there wasn't much footage.
You know, I have a connection to Customato.
Yeah. How so?
It's
your mom. Dad had sex with him?
No, it is my dad's side. No, it is my dad's, my dad's aunt is related to him somehow. I don't know how. I think maybe it's her uncle or something like that, but along the line.
So you have a bloodline with Customato?
Yeah.
His longtime trainer? Wow.
Yeah.
Are you Mike Tyson's daughter?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. We also have celebrating birthday today, actress Monica Potter. I had to look her up. She was the female lead in Patch Adams. She was in Along Came a Spider and I think the first Saw movie.
Monica Potter.
Very, very attractive blonde. She is 51 years old today. And then the last birthday to mention, a big one, Michael Phelps.
That's
his birthday today. He turns 37. He has won 14 gold Olympic medals, the most by any Olympian ever.
So when he was at his prime, I remember they revealed his caloric intake per day. Casey, it was something like...
It was like 6,000,
He
had like 7 bowls of cereal in the morning. Yeah. It was something like that. But he went through a really tough time, I think, after.
He did.
Yeah, I forgot what that was, what his struggle was, but I remember him having some problems.
I think it was brought on... Part of it was brought on just... because he'd achieved such success so quickly that he was sort of floundering a bit.
Yeah, I think it was like depression. And
they say that's kind of standard for people in Olympic sports who have spent their entire lives up until that point training and training and training. And then it comes and it goes.
Yeah.
And whether you're victorious or not, that whole chapter of your life is over because for most events, you have a very small window and then you're done with it. And it's like, okay,
and
now
there's no
what?
Huge payday either for a
right.
lot of them.
Yeah, for Olympians, yeah.
Yeah, you mean you have to pay the mortgage. You know, like you have to find out what you're going to do for a living when the Olympics are over. And Kathy, it was ADHD and depression, and he contemplated suicide after the 2012
Olympics.
It's kind of
sad, Nick, because he just put in an application at that Burger King they discovered.
Oh, man.
He's 37 years old today. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to a stupid question. We want to know, the March of Dimes originally founded to help find a vaccine for what? And to the phones we go, and our first caller up is Nancy. Let's go to Nancy. Hi there, Nancy.
Good morning.
Nancy, tell me what the March of Dimes originally founded to help find a vaccine for.
Polio.
All right. You are correct. Hang on, Nancy. We're going to give you a $50 Dave & Buster's gift card. Summer is better in the great indoors at Dave & Buster's, where you can play 10 new games like Wicked Tuna, Dodgeball, and Top Gun Maverick virtual reality. Plus, enjoy 7 new chef-crafted menu items like Spicy Taco Burger and Spiked Black Cherry Limeade. And you can visit one of the 2 Philadelphia locations.
Yeah, the guy who came up with the polio vaccine went to Ursinus College.
Shut up. Mm. What's his name?
Casey Boy.
Casey
Foster. Jonas Salk?
Jonas Salk.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. All right, so...
Matt Cowper.
We will go through some entertainment
this
stories.
For people who are sick.
We're going to start this. The mystery has been revealed as to why Blink-182's Travis Barker is in the hospital. TMZ now reports that he was admitted on Tuesday while suffering from pancreatitis.
Yeah.
The story emerged when photos appeared of him on a stretcher with wife Kourtney Kardashian at his side. He entered the hospital complaining of cramps. After being rushed in, he was later transported to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. for better care. Symptoms for pancreatitis include nausea, intense stomach pain, and vomiting. His current condition is unknown, but doctors believe the attack was triggered by a colonoscopy. And so I don't know much about pancreatitis.
Neither do I.
How bad that can get for people who suffer from it and what the cure is. Is it, you know, is it antibiotics or what? I don't know.
I'm curious as to what about a colonoscopy would have brought on pancreatitis. Yeah. Usually, you know, whenever I've had them, they give you that propofol and you're in seventh heaven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. But what goes on while you're out, who knows what can happen. Yeah. So,
I get my first colonoscopy in 2 months.
Right.
I'm so excited, guys.
We got to have a party.
Yeah.
We'll move on to this. Disgraced R&B superstar R. Kelly was sentenced yesterday to 30 years in prison for using his fame to sexually abuse young fans, including some who were just children, in a systematic scheme that went on for decades.
30 years.
Though through tears and anger, several of Kelly's accusers told the court in New York City and the singer himself that he had misled and preyed upon them, like they confronted him right then and there in the court. Kelly, who is 55 years old, did not give a statement and showed no reaction on hearing his penalty, which also included a $100,000 fine. He's denied wrongdoing, and he plans to appeal his conviction. The Grammy-winning, multi-platinum-selling songwriter was found guilty last year of racketeering and sex trafficking at a trial that gave voice to accusers who had previously wondered if their stories were being ignored because they were black women. One of his accusers said at the sentencing, "Victims are no longer the preyed on individuals we once were. There wasn't a day in my life up until this moment that I actually believed that the judicial system would come through for black and brown girls." A third woman, sobbing and sniffling as she addressed the court, also said Kelly's conviction renewed her faith in the legal system. The woman said Kelly victimized her after she went to a concert when she was 17. Kelly's lawyer, Jennifer Bonjean, is that Cosby's lawyer or?
No.
I know that name.
Bonjean.
I've mentioned it here on the show before.
Yeah. There's been a couple of high profile cases.
I thought she was involved in the civil trial.
Might have been.
Kelly, if you could look her up, Nick, real quick. Jennifer Bonjean. Kelly's lawyer said that he was devastated by the sentence and saddened by what he had heard.
You know, years ago when that series started, Casey, you remember the documentary series where they started to explore some of this stuff, Preston, and people were like, "Oh, have you watched the series? It's pretty wild." And they were making what really damning allegations.
Right.
And I'm like, "How come nothing's happened legally with this? If any of this is remotely true, and here we are now finally with, you know, a 30-year sentence."
Yep. She is his. She's Cosby's lawyer too.
So she definitely has a type.
She definitely does have a type. Yep. Absolutely. Pitch Perfect star Anna Kendrick and Trainwreck actor Bill Hader have reportedly called it quits.
Aw, damn it!
Source told Entertainment Tonight that they have broken up.
You like both of them, you know, you want them to have success.
Being with her would be so great because she could always do that cup song for you all the time.
Yeah.
Kendrick and Hader starred in the 2019 Disney Plus Christmas movie Noel together.
Yeah, a couple.
But it is unclear exactly when they started dating. The pair have worked hard to keep their relationship under wraps, but Vanity Fair reported in January that they had been dating quietly for over a year.
Do you think you could still do the cup song, Preston?
No, not at all. I mean, I would have to review it because I just don't remember it. But don't get
you don't
a cup.
Do it every day.
Don't get a cup. I don't want to do
not
it.
A cup.
How about 2 cups? you go over that real quick.
All right. A horsey.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's pretty great.
That's it running away.
Where's it going? Where's that horse going?
Come back!
I'll come back, hang on.
It's like Secretariat.
So Bill Hader actually suffered from like anxiety prior to like going on stage at for Saturday Night Live, and I can't remember who he said told him this little trick, but they said mess something up early on, and then like you won't, and he said it worked for him. So he would like mess up a line early on in a show, so that he would just kind of get over his stage fright.
Huh.
Yeah.
He would do that on purpose?
Yeah. He sabotage himself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not really messing up, though.
Yeah, the first thing you do is, like, they tell that to, like, news anchors, say the F word.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And that loosens things up.
And now for the effing news. We go now to effing Jim Egleszewski outside the effing Pentagon. I feel all good now. We can proceed.
But anyhow,
what the F's going on out there?
The news of the breakup comes 2 months after Hader said, when he was asked if Kendrick would be appearing on his hit show, Barry.
That's an interesting response.
Yeah. Do we have the oh no? Do we have the Nick oh no?
No, but I have this. That's his pop song.
Oh, Jesus.
Very helpful.
No, I remember the song. I just don't remember the pattern.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Not at all.
All right, go ahead.
Do it.
Guys, you can't
let me tell you. You mean to tell me you can remember all the dialogue from the original Tron movie from beginning to end?
Shut up.
It's going to be it.
You know what? I'm getting out of here.
You're done?
Oh, great.
Oh, now he's leaving, everybody. Look at him riding off.
Preston, come back!
Look at him go.
He on his horse.
He just got on his horse and left.
As far as the audience knows, I got on a horse and I rode away.
Theater of the mind.
Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back. Thank God.
He's coming back.
He changed his mind.
Guys, somebody say, apologize. He's back. We don't want to lose him again.
Sorry, right. I played that song from my phone.
I have other stories to get to. A year ago, Elizabeth Olsen referred to Robbie Arnett as her husband, which got the rumor mill going. However, the pair hadn't confirmed.
My wife and I got into a serious fight over that.
That they were, in fact, a married couple. Until now, on a recent episode of the Jess Cagle Show, Olsen and Arnett appeared together and broke the news.
Oh, that's great.
And she said, we eloped, and then we had a wedding at another time, and it was just before COVID, and I just never talked about it. I said, we luckily timed things out accidentally really well. And she had commented on the influence of the pandemic at the time. She said, everything was so backed up, you couldn't even, like, try to get married then. But it ended up working out. So,
okay, who is he? Is he
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Robbie Arnett. I'm not really sure.
When you said that, I was thinking it's the guy, but that's Amet. That's the dude from Upload.
Yep. I was wondering if he's related to Will Arnett, but I doubt that's the case.
Oh, he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Musician type. That works.
Good-looking enough for her. She's like my number one, and I want better
She's
for
your
her.
Number what? One?
Wait a second. She doesn't have liver spots.
Yeah, no. She's my number one. I was just thinking about this the other day. She's my number one. Charlize Theron is my number two.
When the hell did all this happen?
Wait, what are you talking about?
You're usually not into anyone who's not living in a retirement home.
Yeah, you go for old ladies.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I have a wide range of things that get me off. Sorry, Caroline.
My youngest is here in the studio.
That's
with us.
Good.
But it's not my fault. And I cannot, Kathy, I cannot.
You know, keep it from happening.
Wait, who's your number one? Just
Elizabeth Olsen. Okay. She's my number one. Huh. Number two, Charlize Theron. And number three is Salma Hayek. See, I do go for the older broads.
Okay. I did not know that about the Elizabeth Olsen thing.
She is perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Listen, I don't hate that. She's lovely. She's quite lovely.
He's in a band called Milo Green, and I know them a little bit. They have a song called 1957. So he's a musician. That Milo Green has a little bit of middling success.
So I guess she picks up the check.
Probably, yeah, you know, and it's interesting when those
it's
types
our
of things,
money now.
Well, it's like, you know, Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. I mean, Colin Jost, I'm sure, makes a decent living, but he doesn't make ScarJo money.
No.
Mm. All right, moving on to some other things and some legal issues. Kim Kardashian is facing some legal trouble regarding a new skincare line, Skin, SKKN, by Kim. Skin by Kim. A black-owned and Brooklyn-based small business called Beauty Concepts is claiming ownership over the name. Now, apparently, Beauty Concepts provides salon services under the name Skin, S-K-K-N Plus.
What a
All right.
Rock of crap.
So the LLC sent a cease and desist letter to Kardashian's legal team with the company's founder, Cindy Lunsford, saying that she's owned the Skin Plus name since 2018. Kardashian's attorney called the claims a shakedown effort, saying the lawsuit is not what it seems.
This is absolutely reprehensible. We plan on fighting it in court.
And he continued saying, we applaud Ms. Lunsford for being a small business owner.
But we're going to crush her.
And follow her.
Crush her and her family. We'll dance on their dead bodies and drink their blood. But we respect her as a standalone business.
Yes. He goes on to say, but that doesn't give her the right to wrongfully claim that we've done something wrong. In this letter, Beauty Concepts claimed...
We will cut their heads off and we will crap down their necks.
Hmm.
As the blood spurts upwards, poop will be going down into their necks. But I digress.
You're just being clear.
But right. We wish her nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best. It is. Small business operator. In these trying times, we respect what she's doing. But we will literally kill her children in front of her and set them on fire.
Literally?
Literally.
Wow.
Figuratively. People say literally. They go, you don't mean literally. I'm telling you right now, this is literally what we're going to do. We're going to murder her children, launch them into a wood chipper, and then make hummus right out of their dissected bodies.
Hummus.
Then when the poop comes out, after eating that, we're going to set that on fire.
Wow.
And throw those flaming turds in a home. And the retirement home her aged grandmother lives in.
Literally.
Literally. That's the kind of representation you need when you go to court.
That's fire.
I don't care any time, day or night. I will threaten bodily harm to anyone.
Pull a phone out of your pocket. Yeah. I have people at her house right now.
Yeah.
All right. So he continues to say in its letter.
Look down at your chest. Is there a red dot?
In this letter, Beauty Concepts claimed to own rights to a logo made up of SKKN Plus and had just to file for trademark protection for that logo.
Kathy, have you, in this product line and this whole annoying Skims and Skimojis and all this crap, is it actually popular?
Skims is popular. I got it and hated every second of it. It was not for me.
It's supposed to be, though, for curvier, right?
That was, they also have a denim line. I think it's called American Girl, maybe. Right. And they also market that as for curvy girls. Let me tell you, it is not.
No.
Okay. No, it is not at all.
I mean, they
like,
have
I
these...
ordered my regular size.
Right.
And it didn't fit me. I would have had to have ordered, I think, two sizes up in order for their, quote,
that's,
curvy size
that's
girl
kind of
jeans
outlandish.
To
yeah.
fit me.
Yeah.
They have these, like, essentially shapewear for men as well.
Yeah, I'd wear
and,
that.
Well, I got to tell you, because I got love handles and everything. There are bibs that I wear for cycling.
Yeah.
And they are, like, basically, like, control top. I kind of like the way it makes my frame look.
So gives, you, yeah. gives you, like, a little girdle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're wearing, like, a taffeta dress.
Yeah.
Will it show your muffin top?
Taffeta is a color, right?
Right.
I don't like that color.
You do see the ads that pop up like on Instagram for guys for shirts that kind of show off that are fitted.
Yes,
for
later. They're hilarious.
Yeah,
they're I ones know. That actually have ab ridges built into the control top.
Now that I haven't seen.
That's hilarious.
Okay. These are more like, you know, it fits so that it's kind of tight around your arms, makes you look like you have bigger biceps than you do, and it's a little looser in the gut and a little tighter.
They have
in the
shirts
chest.
Now where they actually have hand-drawn biceps onto them.
So anyway, Kim's lawyer goes on to say the business was a one-person shop offering facials from a single Brooklyn location. The salon had no signage and was by appointment only. To our knowledge, Beauty Concepts sold no products under the Skin Plus name. So
I think that they're just doing a money grab.
They're shutting that down. Maybe they are, yeah. Cameron Diaz is coming out of a self-proclaimed retirement from acting to star with Jamie Foxx in a Netflix feature aptly titled Back in Action.
I had a feeling, I mean, at some point she was going to come back. There's no way she gave it up entirely.
Yeah, I knew she was taking a nice long break, but yeah, she was
working R&D for Skimojis.
I did not know that, but the announcement was made via Foxx's social media where he posted audio of him, Cameron Diaz, and Tom Brady talking, and you could hear Brady saying, I was talking to Jamie, and he said you needed a few tips on how to unretire, and I'm relatively successful and unretiring. So I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
The last time that Diaz appeared on screen in the film adaptation of Annie, which also starred Fox, that was the last time she did it. So the duo also appeared together in the Oliver Stone film, Any Given Sunday. So they have some, you know, work that they've done together.
Any Given Sunday? Solid.
Actually, just I liked it.
The last Annie? Not so good.
No, it sucked. And don't even try it. Like, Carol Burnett, like, that whole one from the 80s, it's not going to get any better than that. But I actually just watched Any Given Sunday like a week ago. I kind of turned it on. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It had been years since I watched it.
Horrible Bosses filmmaker Seth Gordon will direct back in action from a script that he wrote with Neighbors screenwriter Brendan O'Brien. Storyline for the action comedy film is being kept under wraps, but production is due to start later this year.
She's married to
Benji or Joel she's married to John Madden. Good Charlotte. Thank you, Casey. So, by the way, she had said back in 2018, talking about her retirement, saying that she was just, going to give it up at least for a while. And sure enough, she's going to find a project to get back into. Christian Bale is currently doing some press for his role as Gore, the god butcher in the upcoming Thor Love and Thunder. And while it is far from Bale's first turn as a villain, it's also a return for Bale to the superhero genre. And in an interview with comicbook.com, Bale was asked whether or not he would come back to play Batman or if anyone reached out to him with the influx of Bruce Wayne's heading to the Flash film. And he said, no, nobody. Nobody reaches out to me, or they keep me like a mushroom. They keep me in the dark and feed me S. But he said, for me, talking about playing Batman again, he said that would be a matter of Chris Nolan. If he ever decided to do it again, and if he chose to come my way again, then yeah, I'd consider it, because that was always our pact between each other, is that we would just stick to it.
I like that.
We said that we would only ever make three, and then I said to myself, and I'd only ever make it with Chris.
Will you play Batman again? You will.
The interesting thing is that he didn't say no in that question. So he might be open to it. And I really, really did love those movies. Those movies are fantastic. Yeah, so if he were to do it again, I would be all over it. But in the meantime, Thor, Love, and Thunder, and we'll give away movie passes for that screening we have next Wednesday, IMAX, King of Prussia. So get ready for that pre-screening we're going to have. Machine Gun Kelly smashed a champagne glass against his face with such force that it shattered, causing him to bleed profusely from his forehead. Photos showed blood streaming down his neck and all over the front of his shirt while he held a bloody napkin.
And why did he do this?
This happened in a restaurant full of people after he performed a sold-out concert at Madison Square Garden. As the glass broke, the crowd screamed as Kelly yelled obscenities into a microphone. And he said, I don't give a F, bro. I don't give an S.
Okay.
Well, which is it? Does he not give an F or an S? Oh,
that's a good question. Maybe bro. It's both.
Yeah.
Bro.
Both.
Excuse me. You distinctly made two references. Is it the F or the S you don't give an F or an S about?
And he followed it up by singing his hit song, My Ex-Best Friend. So I don't know.
Is this sort of a punk thing?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man. When you post it on your own Instagram account, once you've sliced your forehead open, you're just doing it to be seen.
Look what I did, bro.
Yeah. I'm so badass. Look at the blood on my head.
Yep.
Here's my girlfriend right behind me.
Cara Delevingne, who plays Selena Gomez's love interest on Only Murders in the Building, said that kissing Gomez was, quote, just fun. On E! News, she said, would anyone in the world not like to kiss Selena? It was just hysterical. It's one of those things, especially when you know someone so well, it's the comfortability, and you kind of have fun with it, she said.
I can't wait to get started. Is season two shaping up nicely, Nick?
I haven't watched it yet either, Steve. Yeah, I'm watching Godfather of Harlem, and that came out in 2021. It's impossible to keep track of
a couple years to catch up.
Yeah, but I will.
I'm watching the final episode of MASH tonight.
I watched Jeopardy and stuff that came out 3 years ago, but I love Only Murders in the Building. I can't watch season two.
Throw another one at you. Start watching The Old Man with Jeff Bridges.
I heard great things about that, too.
All right.
Yeah. Right. It takes forever to piss.
I think there's a...
Tonight on The Old Man.
It's taken a half hour to take one piss. Don't talk to me. You distract me from the other room. I want my pound cake and I want a cream soda. Now let me piss.
The Old Man.
Tonight.
No, but
it's on FX. You can watch it, I believe, maybe on Hulu as well. But it's only like weekly episodes, so you
from
can't...
the people who brought you the old woman. Dear God, I'm as dry as a desert.
So how many episodes?
There's three episodes out now.
Okay, and yeah. So they're just releasing them weekly?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Because it's a network show, so, yeah.
What is the, just quickly.
The conceit is that he is a retired, in-hiding, former CIA operative.
Interesting.
Spent time in Afghanistan during the Russian-Afghanistan war.
Right.
I think he thought he left the past behind, but... Well, but revenge is can't wait forever.
What are you doing?
Revenge can't wait forever.
He thought he left the past behind, but revenge can't wait forever.
I heard that.
Yeah. I think I heard that too.
Steve, he also found out that in space, no one can hear you scream.
Next week, they play shuffleboard.
You're a stinking cheetah.
Yeah.
You can't stand on the board.
It's a footfall. All right, moving on to a couple other quick things. Eva Mendez requested a special...
Who ate my olive loaf?
Oh, my God.
Who ate your what?
Olive loaf.
Episode 4.
Olive loaf.
Eva Mendez.
I wanted to ask you, is it time to throw out this baking soda in the refrigerator?
Episode 6.
It's a heavy drama, man.
Yeah.
Why do you keep this tissues rolled up in your sleeve?
Episode 7.
Steve, episode 8 is nice piece fruit.
I want nice piece fruit. Something nice, not too tart. It makes it, I get the toots.
We just went through all
the episodes. It's great.
Nice piece fruit. Eva Mendez?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She requested a special souvenir from her partner Ryan Gosling from the set of the new Barbie movie. On an episode of The Talk earlier this week, the actress commented on the first look photo of Gosling as Ken. She said there was something about the image that sparked my, you know, that little teenage, and then she just kind of gestured, and she was admitted that she was asked to keep the underwear that he was sporting. Apparently, she said... it's funny. It's a funny photo. He's trying to be funny. So it worked on all levels. But when I saw it, when he sent it to me from work, I was like, can I please have the underwear? Please. I never ask for anything. So that's what she wanted from him.
I like her a lot.
I do, too. Yeah. She's
he's great. You know, honestly, whenever La La Land is on.
Oh, man.
I love that movie.
I know. And I don't like musicals. I love that movie.
Yeah. I beg to differ, Preston. You love musicals.
All right. Well, so
you've come around is what
I'm
saying.
Like when Chicago came out, I'm like, no, I don't want that. When Mamma Mia, no. But something about
Tick Tick Boom is amazing.
I did enjoy Tick Tick Boom.
Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. That's a
Grease 2.
That's a stage show. You know what? There are a couple songs in Grease
2. Your daughter
is yelling at you.
Go ahead.
Rent. Thank you.
Oh my God.
That's a musical. That's a stage show.
It's a musical.
Okay, whatever, man.
It's a movie.
You don't like movie musicals. Like Sing Street. You didn't like that.
I thought it was okay. Yeah.
I love Sing Street too. Yeah, yeah.
But I did love Tick Tick.
She's giving you a
Coda.
Hard time.
She always gives me a hard time. So, anyhow.
She's just like,
she's like,
Rent.
Yes.
You have based your whole life on, it's one of your wedding songs.
I know.
It's been a great
show. He's
going to
get on his horse again if we're not.
It has been.
He's going to get on his horse again.
He's going to go riding out of here. Oh,
no.
Nice.
It's over there.
Preston is instituting a new day called Take Your Daughter Home from Work.
Yeah.
What's my horse's name? What should it be?
Ooh.
Hey, Bombo, come here.
Bombo?
I don't like Bombo. I don't like Bombo.
You don't like Bombo?
No.
Not your
Bajmir.
Horse.
Lightning.
Bajmir. That's
Bajmir.
Right.
Come here. I'm out of here, guys.
There you go.
Oh. No! Bajmir!
Bajmir!
Bajmir! Oh, my God.
He's just doing his job.
I will avenge you.
All right, anyhow.
Now we can make glue.
One more quick thing. Julia Roberts and George Clooney play execs putting their differences aside for a common goal in their new comedy.
Their exes.
The Oscar winner stars in the first trailer for Ticket to Paradise, playing a divorced couple who make a truce in order to stop their daughter from marrying a man that she just met.
Okay, so I'm kind of a sucker for a good rom-com.
Yeah,
as well.
Me too. Yeah.
All right, so this could be interesting.
In the trailer, Roberts and Clooney are seen doing shots together, dancing together, playing beer pong. Clooney in one scene even gets a bit by a dolphin while weary of sharks.
So is this, in fact, the unofficial Eddie Money story?
It might be. Ticket to Paradise. Sharing the trailer on Instagram, Roberts wrote, Buckle Up. And Clooney told Deadline that the movie is something special and sort of an old-fashioned film.
So, Kathy, where do you stand on George Clooney? Better looking as he gets older, or what's...
Oh, yeah, I love him.
All right.
So this is... They've been in a movie together before, right?
Oh,
yeah,
a couple
of them, yeah. They were in the Ocean's movie, right. Ocean's 11, the first one. She was in the second one, too.
There was one that they did together.
Short Circuit 2?
No, they weren't in that. They did one together as, like, husband and wife or... the comedic foils or something like that.
Yeah, Oceans something or other.
I can't remember.
Weren't they in Oceans?
Yeah, they were.
Did we already say that?
We did.
I wasn't paying attention.
That's okay.
I was trying to find Preston.
Just remind
a new
him
horse.
About 7 seconds.
Okay. Hear it.
You're trying to find me a new horse.
Yeah, Steve killed.
Oh.
Bajmir.
Okay, it's all good. So anyhow, I'm not sure when this movie is coming out as of yet, but I think this will be cool. Oh, yeah, it's in theaters October 21st. So.
Sometimes what happens is they try to pace these out. They'll, you know, in a movie market that might not be, you know, easy for a movie like this to get traction, they kind of space it out. And they put it right in the pocket, and it'll take off.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're hoping for.
There was a movie that came out in 2016 called Money Monster, and I watched some of it. Jodie Foster directed it, and I had high hopes because it was Clooney and Julia Roberts.
We have audio of her directing. Man, she's a taskmaster.
Yeah, it's usually one take with Jodie.
Right.
Look, I'd love to do what you're asking me, but I don't understand what you're saying. I cannot say on a con.
So anyhow, that'll be out in October. All right, we're ready for clips. Let's get to those now. The Terminal List follows Lieutenant Commander James Reese as he uncovers a government conspiracy behind a traumatic ambush that decimated his squadron. And here Chris Pratt gives a deeper explanation to the complex storyline.
It's very much a psychological thriller in tone. It's pretty dark and kind of twisted. So his own recollection of what has gone down, we realize is wrong. And so he's having issues with his memory, he's having issues with his mind, and he can't explain what's going on. He doesn't know whether or not he's culpable in the death of his men. His paranoia is growing. We don't know if it's because he's in the middle of a conspiracy or if he's just kind of losing his mind.
Translation, boring.
The Terminal List streams on Prime Video tomorrow, by the way.
So this and of is course, a more dramatic thing for him, yeah?
He's going to be in Thor Love and Thunder, too. Yeah. Yes, I believe so. All right, next clip, here we go. For 7 years, 4 seasons, and 32, soon 34 episodes, Millie Bobby Brown has starred as 11 in Stranger Things. In this clip, Millie talks about the iconic role approaching coming to an end. Here we go.
It's a very emotional thing. You know, I think people keep asking the question as if, you know, it's like something that we can really accept. It's not really. I mean, it's actually like something that I think I'm going to actually have to take time about. It's like... my whole life, half of my life, I've known this show and these people. So it's going to be a hard one.
Yeah!
Stranger Things Volume 2 premieres tomorrow on Netflix. Caroline and I have been rewatching Season 4 again in preparation for this. It's our show.
Well, yeah, and it's... So this is officially the wrap-up, yeah?
Yeah, two more episodes, and then it wraps up Season 4. No, they said that there will be a fifth season. So I don't know why.
That was my understanding.
Yeah, this says the iconic role approaching coming to an end, but they have flat-out said that there will be a fifth season.
All right, so. I hope that better be the
case. Yeah, they can't pull a fast one on us.
No, there is. She might just be talking about...
Was she drunk, do you think?
No, I think she's talking about the eventual end of the series.
All right, and that is it. That's the Entertainment Report for today. And you have been good, and like I said, I will reward you.
Nice.
We have tickets for I forgot thought that was going to happen. For Thor, Love and Thunder, it is next Wednesday, July 6th at 7 p.m. at the UA King of Prussia at the IMAX screen. So we'll take callers 10 and 11 at 215-263-WMMR, and you will get to see the film. Don't forget, another chance to win is just by clicking contest at WMMR.com. You might get them that way. So let's get you on board. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. Stay with us on this Thursday morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, friend, did you receive our Camp Out for Hunger Save the Date? I mean, we made a big announcement, and then we put it right there on the website for you. Well, just in case you missed it, Preston and Steve's 25th Camp Out for Hunger is set November 7th through the 11th, 2022. And hey, it's never too early to start collecting. You can find the list of Philabundance's most requested items, plus all of the outrageous photo galleries and videos of our guests from over the years at WMMR.com/campout.
I think we need to open up shop today and clear out some of the inventory that we have around the store.
Time to visit the general store. There's Preston Elliott, the proprietor, right at the door waiting to move you on in and kick you the F out.
Don't you, by the way, when we do this segment, I have a vision of myself standing there. I don't know why, but I see me wearing an apron.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
On the front, waving, giving sort of the almost like the Beverly Hillbillies wave, you know. Yeah. Like, hey, how are you?
You probably rode your horse into work today, too.
Yeah, it's one of those, so.
No, but you'd have a buggy. You wouldn't be horseback.
Really?
Yeah.
At the odds and ends store? Yeah, all right.
Well, you got to carry things in.
Yeah, I'd be riding in on a wagon.
That's what
I would have.
But got 350-pound bags of flour in the back.
I had a team of horses out in front. So, all right, anyhow, we're going to go in.
The jacuzzis are in.
We're going to go in.
Nice.
We're going to go into home furnishings.
Oh, good.
To start off with in this section.
By the way, this general store is 20,000 square feet.
It is. Yeah. It's not a tiny place. A solar-powered patio umbrellas sold exclusively at Costco have been recalled because some of them are catching on fire.
Oh, great.
You just get one?
I guess, but
did
not
you?
At Costco. Yeah. I got it at, sorry, I'm eating some.
Yeah, yeah.
I noticed.
It's just cottage cheese. Yep. Yeah, I got
which
it at
Which is
Lowe's.
Recommended for broadcasters. Yeah.
Well, I don't always talk, so I thought this was a good eating time.
But you volunteered information.
Well, literally 1 week ago, I bought a solar-powered umbrella.
From a company called Napalm.
Not Napalm, but it was actually at Lowe's. It was a good deal, too, Steve.
By the way, they're really good. So if you haven't seen them, they have solar
they have lights.
Lights, right?
Yeah, oh,
lights.
LED
lights. When you open up, so there's a solar panel up like on top, and that powers the lights.
Oh, that's cool. I like
that. Yeah, so in the evening, if you want to have that open and have it be a bit of a light source, they're cool.
They do a fine job.
But they burst into flames.
Yeah, and they'll incinerate your guests.
Yeah. So the umbrellas were sold at Costco. Warehouses.
What started as a pleasant evening and we're dying?
They were sold online as well between $130 and $160 from December 2020 through May 2022. In the U.S., there were three reports of solar panels catching on fire while charging via the AC adapter indoors, and two reports of umbrellas catching fire when the solar panel puck overheated and caught fire while attached to the umbrella, and one smoke inhalation injury. Some of these happen in Canada.
This is wild because something as benign as an umbrella has now become a tool of death.
Around 400,000 of the umbrellas were sold in the U.S. A customer should stop using the umbrellas and remove the solar panel puck.
Yeah, right.
Which is the piece that contains the lithium-ion battery. Store it out of the sun and away from combustible material and not charge the puck with its AC adapter.
Okay.
The umbrellas can be returned to any Costco warehouse for a full refund. So you should get rid of these if you have one.
Is this a Costco-specific brand?
Yeah. Sold exclusively at Costco.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mine is not like this at all, Steve. I have one of those. I think you have one as well. It's like one of those... Cantilever, is that the right word? Where you can move it all around.
I love it.
But it's not
solar powered.
We have a cantilever umbrella. They're huge, first of all, but you can maneuver them to where they can actually almost be like a screen behind you or in front of you.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're looking for the all-purpose umbrella to get one of those suckers.
Yep. Yeah. By the way, I mentioned the lithium battery. I got an interesting email yesterday. of a guy, and you'll see that. No, not stop it.
No, okay.
Let's go to the email section.
No, he says that he is one of our few Welsh listeners. And he actually did some work with lithium batteries. So it's what made me think of this. Can I read this short email?
Absolutely.
It says, hey, Preston, I guess after listening to your life-enhancing show since November 6, 2006, I qualify for a long-distance, long-time listener shout-out. I am of Welsh descent, and I live in Stoke-on-the-Trent, England.
Yeah.
The center of the world pottery industry, Wedgwood and all.
Oh, wow.
And I'm also a fan of the oldest league soccer team in the world, Stoke City, just in case Casey is getting you bored with Manchester United.
Well, I'll check into that.
He said, I started listening when, as a technical guru, I visited the headquarters of a world-leading article tagging company in Thoroughfare to innovate a solution. Before that, at Oxford University, I was a pioneer of the lithium battery.
This is a learned person.
And at BP Solar, pioneered the thin film solar cell, now generating tens of gigawatts when we need it. So it's a very smart individual.
Yes, that's him.
And he says, the people there were wonderful and honest. Philly, you have kept close to my heart.
Aww.
I was already an Eagles fan since the 1980s, so 2018 was a very special year, to say the least. Every morning, I listen to your morning show that week in Philly, one that the prim and proper Brits and the BBC hadn't the balls or talent to match. So I've listened ever since. No matter what the obstacles, the internet has thrown in my way. You have a great team, and I love you all. Now extend to the privilege of listening to Bill as well. And he goes on to mention each one of us on the show and how much, he gave us kind of characterized each one of us.
What does he say about Kathy?
Okay. He says, and let's not forget the beautiful and intelligent Kathy and Marissa.
Aww.
You lucky guys. So to me, you have the best team in radio there. So he, acknowledges our
hygiene.
Hall of Fame, not our hygiene, but Hall of Fame and all this stuff. So it's from Dr. Dan Johnson.
Wow.
And he's got his list of all his all of his accomplishments here at the bottom.
Why would someone that accomplished listen to us?
But he adds his degrees here that he's got, and then he adds it with ball sacks or yummy. So a shout out, if you would, absolutely, for Dr. Dan Johnson, Stoke. Welsh listener at Stoke-on-the-Trent in England. But he was apparently a pioneer in those lithium batteries.
I love it.
I know you were in the general store, Preston, but you had toyed with the idea of going to Liverpool when we went over for that broadcast for the Eagles game a few years ago. And I don't know anything about that part of the country except for, the Beatles coming from there. But I'd love to visit.
It's an industrial area.
Well, yeah.
He had said he's never been to Liverpool. He's only 40 miles from it. And he said if we ever come to England, he'll go to Liverpool. You love that place,
absolutely,
huh?
Absolutely.
Paul,
I'll take you around.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll go to the Cavern Club.
Absolutely.
We'll have a little drink.
We just found a Toblerone factory behind a wall in the mall.
Wall in the mall?
Is that an English candy?
Absolutely.
Toblerone's good.
Is it?
I guess
it's good as toffee.
It's got toffee in it.
Okay. Yes.
It's got little chunks of toffee.
I don't even know what toffee is, but I do love toffee.
It's sugar on top of sugar.
Or it's just coffee and it's mispronounced.
I think it's Swiss Toblerone.
Is it?
Yeah, but they sell it in England.
Oh,
yeah.
They love it in England.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Bonoffee pie, that's an English dish. We can talk to Irvine about it, but that's got a little bit of toffee in it, and I had that at the Punch Bowl, Preston, when we had dinner.
Ah, yes. I remember. That's when we found out that pudding is another word for dessert.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. We ready for something else?
Yeah.
What is up, everybody?
All right, so we're going to mention this story. Airbnb announced a global ban on parties.
I knew this was coming.
On Tuesday, it follows a temporary restriction that the company put in place 2 years ago.
A lot of these parties have made the news for getting out of hand at really, really expensive homes.
The company is permanently banning disruptive parties at events, which include open invite gatherings.
I mean, what owner would wanted these? Is that, rent my house and have a 300-person party?
Well,
no problem.
So I have never done this. Have you guys all rented Airbnbs?
Yes.
Looking into it for a trip coming up, too.
So
never done it.
In the process, are there restrictions on...
Yeah, you have to... There's, a few protocols you have to follow, whatever. Steve, it's like standard stuff. It makes sense. In my experience, there's been mostly hits. There were one or two misses, places I wouldn't go back. But we rented a house in Ithaca, New York a few years ago. It was great. I mean, it was, fully stocked kitchen. It just made it easy. And that turned me on to how great this can be.
Wait, we rented. Stocked kitchen? We rented. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes. Fully stocked chicken. Okay, okay.
What, like drinks chicken. And stuff?
Does this place have a fully stocked chicken?
Man.
I know.
It's great.
And that'll be the last time I'm going to give you that one.
That's the, like, from Girl Interrupted. She had the eat-in chicken, if you remember.
Right.
It was Brittany Murphy. But, no, I'm asking what Kathy's asking. Was there, like, food and stuff there? Like, when you say fully stocked, yes. Like...
Really?
I mean, you couldn't raid the bar, but like they set it up for you so you were comfortable while you were there. But you paid for it. It was, you know.
Was it clearly specified? These are the areas.
Yes.
Like, for example, do not touch the bar.
Don't touch the alcohol.
Okay. All right.
And quite specifically, they're like, yeah, but anything that you would like in the fridge is fine.
That's
especially
wild.
The chicken.
Oh my God! It has a walk-in chicken.
Especially the chicken. Steve, I'll never do Airbnb again. I had a terrible experience. And the only way I would do it is if I, so I have some friends who have properties that are listed on Airbnb. So I would trust them that their house was,
okay.
You know,
good,
clean and
right.
Yeah. And ready for renters come in. No, I had it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good.
So if you have a party, and you, that is in direct contradiction to what the homeowner has requested in the parameters of the agreement. Are you banned from Airbnb as it currently stands?
Maybe so. So apparently party houses, which people book to throw a large event for just one night, will stay banned as well.
Okay.
Airbnb and other short-term rental platforms such as Vrbo or VRBO. I have struggled with party houses and large-scale events. Airbnb placed a ban on party houses and rolled out several safety features in 2019 after five people were killed in a shooting at one of its bookings. In 2020, the company instituted a global ban on all parties as the pandemic hit. And they said that since it implemented its policy in August of 2020, it's seen a 44% year-over-year drop in the rate of party reports. So they're going to make this permanent. Due to the way these companies operate, they can't always stop parties from taking place. Guests can sometimes check into remote properties themselves while the owner is away and can invite as many people over as they want. Airbnb said that guests who attempt to violate the rules, Steve.
All right, here we go.
Will face consequences varying from account suspension to full removal from the platform. In 2021, for example, listen to this. 6,600 guests were suspended from Airbnb for violating its party bans.
So, quick question here then on that. So let's say you are an Airbnb, you are the person who's renting the property, you're the homeowner. Mm-hmm. You have home security cameras, right? You can always use those to check in around your perimeter, right? To see if there's a party going,
so.
Right? So,
yeah.
There's no restrictions on that. I wonder how you, like a party like the one you're describing, that was one of the, you know, this massive thing.
Right.
How you don't get the alerts that this is happening.
We looked into when we were shopping around for, you know, a beach property, whether or not, because people will rent those out.
Right.
Obviously, started to look into the specifics of what you need to do to be a renter.
Right.
Man, there's
it's
a
too
lot.
Too much, right?
It's a lot. And you have to secure it. Like, your personal living space has to be secured and away, and you have to have storage area for personal items that you would have to put away every single time if you're going to be using it also as your own, you know, residence,
so,
too.
Well, you should put that in the chicken.
You can just stuff that all in the fully stocked chicken, and you'll be good to go. Hang
Why
on a second.
Have a large plastic chicken in your house?
I'm going to go to Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on the air. Good morning.
Sorry to bother you guys at work.
Now, what's up, man?
Yeah, so I just called because we actually had our wedding at an Airbnb in May. And in the description, it actually says, like, no weddings, no bachelor parties or anything like that. But me and my wife, we're both a younger couple. I'm 24, she's 25.
Okay.
And we contacted the owner, and we were like, hey, like, we're just doing, like, a small wedding, like, less than 30 people. So we're able to kind of just, like, get it out of the way, to say the least.
And how receptive, Zach, were they initially when you mentioned this?
They were fine.
Okay.
They didn't want to do it through Airbnb.
Oh.
So we actually did it through their real estate company that the property manager had. And we just kind of did it, like, contacted them through Airbnb. So I guess that's how they got around it.
Okay.
So it was actually great. It was down in Cape May.
despite the 60-mile-hour winds that were that weekend. But, we made it work, and the house was phenomenal with extra, and they were very, very open to it, and they were like, yeah, as long as the house is clean, like, do whatever you want.
Okay, so that's interesting. So that all came, and obviously you went the extra mile of apprising them of your intent for the use of the house. I think what this is meant to put the kibosh on, if I'm hearing this correctly, Preston, is, you know, the college guys who rent the place and then throw a massive kegger.
Yeah. Something right. like that. Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. It's been happening a few times. Hang on a second here. Let me go to Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning, it.
Good morning, it. Nikki, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to mention, like, it's not just about, like, okay, there are these rules that if you violate this rule, you get banned or your account gets suspended. The host can give you ratings. Like, right. they can say this guest was crummy, like, in X, Y, Z way that has nothing to do with, like, a Brightline rule that they have. And if you have enough low ratings, like if you leave the place a little bit messy or if there are, like, crumbs under the table or something, if you have enough low ratings, other hosts don't have to accept it when you ask to rent their property.
All right.
So, like, that can sort of be a soft ban, like just make it really hard for you. It's kind of like Uber in that way, where the drivers can rate the passengers.
So it goes both ways. So Nikki, yeah. there was a video that was floating around of a very aggressive Airbnb homeowner who was, like, just constantly insinuating herself into the renter's situation, like, so I assume, like,
well, you could, yeah, you as the renter
can rate,
them.
Yeah. And, okay.
And that was,
oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That
yeah.
was something that I didn't do.
Thanks, Nikki.
After my not so great Airbnb, because the person that I was speaking to, which I figured out later was probably just like a property manager.
Right.
I don't think he was the owner. He was so nice
yeah.
and like was like, oh, okay, if there's any issues, you know, let me know. Blah, blah, you know, and I was like, well, there's issue after issue, so like it was too much. To
you don't
want
to get him fired.
But I almost felt bad giving the bad rating because yeah. he was so nice. But I did want people to know
your home is a crap hole.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By the way, we got a number of text messages from people who have had nothing but great experiences with Airbnb, and they
I know people swear by it. I'm leery of it because I don't want someone grabbing upskirts of me.
Well, I read the reviews and everything. Like they, I guess I'm yeah. a product of that because I didn't put a bad review on there.
Mm. All right, well, anyhow, they're stopping the parties. All right, now this is kind of ties in with that story.
In the same aisle?
It's in the same aisle, yeah. Dolly Parton, the country star, is now taking reservations for overnight stays on her former tour bus, which is currently parked at her Dollywood Dreammore Resort and Spa in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Parton's beloved home on the road, known as Suite 1986, features hand-painted murals adorning the walls, jewel-toned fabrics, a bathtub, a full closet, and a custom wig cabinet.
And a Sibian, right?
Maybe there's a Sibian there. I don't really know.
I love that thing. It's like the best kind of rodeo.
She once said that the bus was her favorite home. She said, I have homes all over the United States, but my favorite place is the bus. Because that way I can just feel those wheels rolling. She said, I'm a true gypsy at heart.
When you see like a really done up tour bus, and you know, Preston, they can do them up, especially if you're in, you know, a top level, a Dolly Parton level.
Yeah.
It's a rolling palace.
The tour bus can accommodate sleep for two guests, and reservations include a guest room in the resort that sleeps up to four additional guests, with a view of Parton's tour bus and a premier dining experience for up to four guests.
Do you know anyone who's been to Dollywood?
I've never talked to anybody who's been to yeah. Dollywood. I hear the rides are great.
I really want to go.
Yeah, I hear that it's a legit, like, they got some badass rides. So
I wonder if there's like a you know, like if you go to Disney World, you can stay in the Cinderella, the castle or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there like a Dolly Parton equivalent to Dollywood?
It's a good question. Yeah. By the way, the Cinderella's castle thing?
Yeah, yeah.
No one can rent that, like, no, for no amount of money.
How do you get in there?
There's like a special charity giveaway type of thing.
Oh,
it's
wow.
the only way that they do it. And it's pretty amazing. We got to take a look in it. We got a tour, one time when we went there, and it's pretty damn awesome.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Hmm. So, but a 2-night minimum booking on Suite 1986, her bus cost
$10,000.
$10,000? Uh-huh. Oh. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Dollywood Foundation and Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which helps provide educational resources for
children. Is it real or is it just a figment of your imagination?
I don't know.
By the way,
that's what they're saying.
That Imagination Library is fan-freaking-tastic.
What is it?
It's she started it. It's just to get books to kids. I mean, that's the goal. My my family has used it to give books to other families. My brother told me about it a few months ago, and it's free books for anybody who wants them, needs them. And it's just another example of why Dolly is just the best.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to another section. We're going to go to the dairy aisle.
Oh, they have a big dairy aisle.
And I'll explain in a moment why this is. But there were congressional hearings on the toxic workplace culture of the Washington Commanders. And it's uncovered some acts from owner Dan Snyder. Aside from serious sexual harassment allegations.
Right, we know about those.
Former team chief operating officer David Paukin told the House Oversight Committee several instances that shine more of a negative light on Snyder. In his deposition, an incident in which Snyder ordered him to pour milk in the FedEx Field suite of Nationals principal owner Mark Lerner as payback for a business deal that disfavored Snyder. So they kind of vandalized his suite.
They filled it up with milk or just poured it?
They poured it. So the idea, here's what he said. He said, we completed a business deal with the Lerners that, in Dan's view, was way too much money to pay, but we needed the parking. And he said Dan wanted to see Mark Lerner's suite. And we go up there to the suite. It was a non-game day. Dan asked me to pour milk on the carpet under the seating in Mark Lerner's suite so that the suite would smell like sour milk when the Lerner family came in on game day.
Jesus.
And he said he had, and it's a redacted name, he had somebody do that on another occurrence. He said, so, and this is what he said in his deposition. So if you're asking me things that I regret doing, that would fall under that category. I owe Mark Lerner an apology, but I did it because Dan told me to do it. So it's just a petty little thing.
It's a good move, though, if you want to just sort of do something passively that'll end up annoying them. It's like putting the shrimp.
Like a shrimp, frozen shrimp in somebody's car.
Right.
I think it was in, Grumpy Old Men.
Right.
Walter Matthau, or one of them puts like a tiny little fish in his car, and you shove it under the seat somewhere, and it just slowly over time starts to stink, and they can't figure out where it is.
That movie's available on HBO Max right now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen that one. Snyder declined to testify during the hearing, but he didn't have to for the picture to be painted unfavorably toward him with the milk incident being part
just
of
one
that.
One more step.
As well. Hang on, we're gonna double back for a second because we've got a call about Dollywood. We're going to go to Alex. Hi, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Ed. Alex, what's up, man?
What's going on? I've been to Dollywood a lot. Me and my family used to go every year when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then we've been a few times in the past couple of years. But dude, Dollywood's awesome, man. It's a blast. I always, frozen lemonade, they have this cinnamon bread down there, and it's to die for. It's ooey, gooey, and you eat that while walking around the park, and the rides are fantastic.
So, can you compare it to other parks we might know? Where does it fall in the pecking order of, like, against, like, a Disney World or a Six Flags?
Or Great Adventure, yeah.
I like, it feels like a small-time, kind of like mom-and-pop park.
Yeah.
But it's a lot bigger than that, and the ride, like, the props and the rides are good, and you just have a blast there. You can't not have a blast.
And it's also, it's in a hilly, mountainous setting with trees and everything, right?
Yes.
Okay. That makes it pretty cool.
They have the fastest wooden coaster in the world that they put in a couple years ago.
Okay. Huh. And we're looking at a roller coaster, Steve. That looks kind of like Nitro.
It looks awesome.
That's a Great Adventure.
It comes down the one mountain. And I think it has a top speed of over 70 miles
Whoa.
An hour.
Whoa, wow. Sweet.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is situated in, what is the town? Is it? It's
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Okay.
Pigeon Forge, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's only a few hours from Nashville, so.
Cool, thanks, Alex.
If I were to, I don't know, drive across the country and head towards Nashville, maybe I could pit stop it in Forge.
We had kind of hoped that we could get you to Dollywood as well.
Really?
Logistically, it's too much.
Is it?
I think
it's
so, right?
It's 9 hours away. So no, if I left at 6 a.m., I could get there probably like 3 to 4 p.m.
How much time is he going to spend in the park?
Well, yeah, I mean, all of these things require juggling, but the two Tennessee pit stops we were hoping for or possibly planning for were Dollywood and Graceland on either end of the state.
Mm. Right. So maybe we'll work on that. But I would, you know what? I wouldn't mind going there. Sometime.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Can you broadcast from there? We can't go to any other. We're the only show in America that has not been to some freaking amusement park and broadcast.
That's not true. We've been to Hershey Park.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm saying out of the state.
But then they dropped us.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about,
I'm talking like out of the state.
Like Universal and Disney and stuff like that.
Right.
I know, man. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who had never been to Hershey Park, and I was like, dude.
Come on,
that's a great place.
It's awesome.
I can't believe you never went there. We used to love being there. So,
but apparently, I don't know. Did we say something disparaging about chocolate?
I don't know. Maybe we did. No, we would never do that. Never. All right, let me find one more thing to mention. All right, so there was a scientific study that was done. It was in the Frontiers in Psychology Journal and revealed that friendships reflect classroom seat assignments. Students sitting next to or nearby one another were more likely to be friends with one another than students seated elsewhere in the classroom.
That's true. I think it also fosters friendships. Like, so they're not saying you come in and you're going to gravitate. When you're where you're placed in your seating chart, you're probably going to strike up a friendship with people right around you.
You're more likely to be friends with the people right around you than someone. I remember, like, being in a classroom and somebody being on the other end of the classroom, and I never really got to know that
they
person.
They were dead to you.
Simply because of the distance. But the people right around you, you got to know.
Was your homeroom the same all 4 years of high school?
No.
We didn't have homerooms in high school.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did not.
What do you mean the same? The same classroom?
No, okay. So when I went to high school, we had homeroom first. It wasn't a class. It was just...
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, okay.
Like attendance and...
Yeah.
In high school you did?
Yeah. And that ended in junior.
My homeroom was my first period.
Oh.
So that would be the... So that it would start there. We get our announcements while we're in, whether it was math or whatever we're in. That would be our homeroom.
Oh, maybe that's what we had.
Okay.
We had homeroom. I mean, we had first period, which was a class. And then homeroom. And
that's homeroom. Oh.
So, but sometimes, Casey, people did not have that. Like, they could schedule it in a certain way, so they didn't have first period. So they would have to be there for homeroom, for attendance. And then their first period would actually be everybody else's second period.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because what would be the point of homeroom? The only reason I remember homeroom was...
So you can learn how to homeroom.
Where was in grade school, because... That's where you were the absolute majority of the day.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I did have homeroom.
Yeah. So what did you do in homeroom?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember. I just remember the classroom, and I remember my locker was right across from it. But what I don't remember is if I stayed there for class. I don't think I did.
Yeah, ours was literally like 5 or 10 minutes long, and that was it. It was attendance, but it was all alphabetical. So the people, the guy sitting in front of me was Brendan McGowan, and the lady sitting behind me was Claire McClellan,
and
that was it.
Yeah. So, and
wasn't the you? Aren't you? You're not supposed to talk about homeroom, right?
No. That's Fight Club.
That's Fight Club.
Yeah. So we had the same, you know, people from I was going to say kindergarten, freshman year to senior year, where the that first class where we would all meet for the announcements and
Okay. Well, anyway, the people that you sit around, they're saying, according to Brent Larson, the senior author. And professor in psychology said the students in our study spent most of every day with the same 15 or so classmates. By the middle of the school year, there were no unfamiliar peers. And then they explained how they went through doing the testing and all. It said, moreover, longitudinal analysis showed that classroom seating proximity was associated with the formation of new friendships. After seat assignments changed, students were more likely to become friends with newly near-seated classmates than those who remained or became seated farther away.
I hear that 100%. Now, worst place when you... Now, sometimes they let you pick your seat. Worst place to sit in a classroom.
Oh, right in front of the teacher's desk.
Yeah.
Without question.
And so in Catholic school, all of our seats were always assigned. So, pretty much all 4 years, I basically sat in the same quadrant of the classroom, which
I'm
going
to guess... towards the front of the class because of, well, no.
I was usually second row, maybe two or three seats back.
That's I would have thought sucked. The teacher would have put Casey right in front of their desk so they could keep an eye on him.
No, man, I was very, very into school, Preston.
I think like an edge
wait
row
a minute.
Seat.
No, I was not.
I know.
No,
like,
but
like if you're, it's like if you're in the middle, a couple rows in, I think that kind of sucks. If you're out towards the edge of the, you know, if you're on an end row, that's the row
good
you
spot.
Want. Yeah,
we even had basically assigned cafeteria seats. You, wherever you sat that first day of lunch in that school
what
year.
What if you slipped a lunch lady like a fin?
No, I mean you. That's the table you had to sit because. You were one person was responsible for cleaning your table
I'm
every week.
I'm sure you could find me something closer to the vending machine.
George Washington here says, I'm sitting up front.
Now we could sit. I remember in grade school, that was it. That's
I'm
when we had assigned
sure
seating.
Sure, there's something by the meatloaf.
but after that, it was free for all. You'd sit wherever you want.
That's
you
the way it was with us.
Sometimes eat in hallways and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So my senior year was a real coup for me. I got to sit at the cool kids' table of my senior year.
I thought you'd sit with the Pat Benatar kids.
No.
Like in Fast Times at Ridgemont.
No, but I was like, oh, man. I mean, I sat all the way at the end of the cool kids table, but I got to sit at the cool
you
kids
made it.
Table. Yeah.
You made it.
I did.
Well.
I did it.
All right. Anyhow, so that's just the last bit of information, last item I have up for sale.
And you can buy all this stuff.
You can. Yeah. Stop by the Odds and Ends store sometime, the general store, if you will, and see us, because we'll have something you're looking for, guarantee you. In the meantime, get the hell out of my shop, all right?
That's time for you to go. Oh,
yeah,
I'll see
I gotta
you later.
Get out of here. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. And
there he goes. Bye-bye. In his wagon. With his dead horse.
Bajmir. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Bizarre File stories are up next, so hang out, won't you please?
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Listen on our mobile app or go to WMMR.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
It's brought to you this morning by Rita's Water Ice. Get to Rita's, grab a five-layer gelati. It's back for a limited time only. And the Rita's five-layer gelati is more ice, more custard, and more yum. Security staff aboard the Carnival Magic cruise ship asked the U.S. Coast Guard for assistance in the early hours of the 28th of June as 40 to 60 passengers became embroiled in a dance floor fight around 5:20 in the morning.
Like a massive brawl.
It's unclear what caused the incident, though it is said to have started as a fight between two passengers. The Coast Guard launched a boat from Staten Island to escort the cruise ship to its home dock in Manhattan. Members of the NYPD were on standby when the ship docked, and passengers disembarked from the ship as normal at the end of an 8-day cruise that included stops in Dominica, Turks and Caicos, and a private island in the Bahamas.
Do you think it started as a dance-off?
May very well. Yeah. Those can get aggressive.
They can get aggressive.
No statement was released on whether anyone involved in the brawl has been arrested, nor have officials released any information on which authority will be investigating the incident, as it is unclear at this stage whose jurisdiction it falls under, the NYPD, New Jersey Police, or another authority if the fight occurred when the ship was still in international waters. In a statement, Carnival said last night, while Carnival Magic was returning to New York, a number of guests were involved in an altercation in a nightclub. Thankfully, no serious injuries were reported, and our onboard security team intervened. Kirstie Alsop, who is a TV show presenter in the UK, has explained how she managed to swallow one of her AirPod earbud headphones on Sunday morning. The presenter had revealed on Twitter that she had ingested the AirPod after mistaking the small white listening device for a gigantic vitamin tablet.
I can see that.
She posted a photo of an AirPod sitting amongst a pile of vitamins in an attempt to justify the mix-up. She said, "See, not quite as daft as some might say," she wrote. Apparently, Alsop only realized that she had eaten her own earbud by the process of elimination upon noticing that one of the AirPods had gone missing. She wrote, "AirPods in pocket, put vitamins in pocket while getting glass of water, chuck vitamins in mouth, gulp water for a second. See, one AirPod in hand, check pocket, check handbag, realize there's only one place it could be." She assured her followers that apart from a sore throat, she feels fine from what she called the banana skin moment.
Earlier that morning, she had brushed her teeth with a dildo.
Oh,
yeah, which is crazy.
Mistakes happen. Yeah. A man from New York has been severely mauled by a grizzly bear while hiking alone at high altitude in Wyoming. The attack took place on Monday with a hiker injured on Frank's Peak.
Welcome to Wyoming.
The 68-year-old man who has not been identified was on a multi-day trip when he was attacked. An investigation of the attack was ongoing, and it appeared to have been a, quote, surprise encounter.
So as you hike and you're by yourself, you're always supposed to have a whistle in your mouth or do something to create noise. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people actually adhere to that.
I don't know if it's coincidence or not, Preston, but it seems like you have more of these stories this year than in years past.
Yeah.
Bear attacks.
Yep. So they said it was a surprise encounter between the individual and a grizzly bear.
I was waiting for you. I saw you coming. Did I scare you? Now I'm going to eat you.
The injured man has been described as an out of state.
Dude, you look so funny. You fell backwards. You were so scared. Now I'm going to kill you.
Just to let you know. Oh, there, you look scared again.
Oh, look at you. You're going to piss. Oh, you're pissing yourself. Where's my camera?
So they described him as an out-of-state recreationist who was hiking at high altitude when he came into contact with the animal. The encounter happened too suddenly for him to deploy the bear spray that he was carrying. Both grizzly and black bears inhabit the state of Wyoming. Monday's distress call was received by the Park County Sheriff's Office. Due to the reported elevation, responders initially thought it had come from a downed aircraft, so he was up really high. The source of the call was determined to be a personal locator beacon, and a medical helicopter was launched. Responders found the severely injured man, and he was transported for treatment. It's amazing that he survived, that the bear didn't finish the job.
Because that's
and I guess usually what happens. I guess it left him, you know?
I'm full. I'm sorry.
The whole notion, when you see a comparison of your average-sized human male next to a grizzly bear. How anyone could survive that is miraculous.
Yep. A tip led investigators to seize 14,000 pounds of illegal fireworks in Azusa, California on Monday. The fireworks were being stored at a home and a storage facility, and where investigators also found and seized over $10,000 in cash and an illegal firearm.
Calm down. It's completely sick.
Equipment used for making explosives were also found inside the home. 27 homes were evacuated while the explosives were recovered and disposed. Yeah, it was a lot. And investigators had been serving a search warrant at the home when they discovered the large cache of explosives. One person was detained in the investigation into the possession and sale of illegal fireworks is ongoing. Fireworks are illegal in L.A. County's unincorporated communities and in many cities countywide because of the brush fires, house fires, millions of dollars in damage and injuries, and even death that they may cause.
I've noticed, and there was a piece in the Inquirer about, you know, fireworks in this season, it seems that they can sell a lot more than they have in previous years. Different varieties. Are you seeing that too, Case?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. I guess they've expanded the menu items.
Residents are encouraged to report any illegal fireworks to law enforcement. One last story. A man was arrested Monday after attempting to shoplift 11 cases of beer from Safeway, according to the Seattle Police Department. At about 9:38 a.m., officers responded to a report of a man walking to a Safeway with his own cart. He loaded 11 cases of beer onto his cart and then attempted to leave the store. A security guard confronted the man, but the man told the security guard if he didn't get by, the guard would be pepper sprayed. So the security guard backed off. The man left the store without paying for the beer. And then listen to this. When officers arrived, he was trying to get on a Metro bus with 11 cases
of beer.
Okay.
It's free 11 cases of beer Tuesday.
He was arrested and booked. I don't know if you know how heavy cases of beer are, I mean, I can, like, carrying two cases of beer is a chore. Uh-huh. 11, just throwing that on a bus, have fun with that. All right, and that is what I have in the bizarre file for now. Let us take a break, and we'll be back in a little bit. Don't forget that Robert Irvine will be joining us. He's doing an event tonight at the Mushulu, so we'll get you the details when he joins us around 9. We're going to break and be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Joseph Magrucci of the famous Magrucci Fireworks family. This year, as you celebrate the 4th of July, do the smart thing and leave the fireworks to the professionals like me. Remember, even though they're pretty, fireworks are explosives and can go off without...
Oh, that shouldn't have happened. Let me pull my... pull myself up on this box over here. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Oh, help. Help me. I got a box of sparklers wedged in my ass. Help.
Enjoy your long July 4th weekend with MMR and the Boys and Girls of Summer. Hourly blocks all weekend. Name-checking all those familiar rock and roll friends and acquaintances.
Rocks! Jesus, that's
whether you're heading to shore or keeping it local with friends and family in the backyard, MMR is where you are. Just fire up our free app, that smart speaker, or crank up the boombox in your garage and enjoy the Boys and Girls of Summer. Happy 4th of July from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
I wanted to double back to something that we hit in the entertainment report this morning was that Travis Barker, they rushed him off to this to the hospital. Nobody knew what was going on with him. He posted some stuff online. It sounded a little bit, dire.
Yes.
It turned out he was diagnosed with pancreatitis, which I know can come with cramps and vomiting and diarrhea and stuff like that. But I didn't take the time to look up what pancreatitis is all about. Pancreatitis.
Yes.
And I didn't know if something like that is life-threatening or anything, or I'm not really sure.
I think it can be.
Okay. I feel like...
any of the itises.
Yeah. No, I feel like we had a family friend who had it, and it was really, really dire and bad for this guy. He ended up making it, but I'm pretty sure that's what he had. And he was young, too. He was, I think, in his 30s at this point.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, they took him away, and I don't know what the story is now on him, but...
They feel that it might... something... about it might have been exacerbated or connected to a colonoscopy.
I don't understand. No. Okay. So Nick pulled up some info on this, and this is severe acute pancreatitis, which we don't know if he has this or not, but can cause organ failure, necrosis, infected necrosis, pseudocyst. Ooh, this all sounds great.
Yeah,
and abscesses.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll have some of that.
It has a mortality rate of around 2 to 9%. So if it's really bad and there's necrosis, you can pass away from it.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Okay. I feel bad for the guy, man.
Well, they appear to have caught it. And obviously, hopefully, they're giving him the best medical care. She's at Sinai right now, right?
Yeah.
Sinai?
Marissa?
Preston, I'm not a doctor, but I did date one once.
Oh.
And I remember he was actually studying the pancreas as we were dating, and he said, it's one of the hardest things to treat, and he described it to me like, when you're treating it, it feels like applesauce.
That a pancreas, it's the actual organ feels like applesauce?
Yeah, like it's kind of like...
Could you replace the pancreas with a baggie filled with applesauce?
But Steve, you can do that when you're baking. Instead of putting butter and eggs in oil, you can use applesauce.
Do you have some pancreas I can borrow?
This is incredibly good. What is that apple? No, it's pancreas.
Didn't he also lick your face?
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, my God, that's the guy?
And I was like, I know exactly what she's going to say.
He licked your face?
That's not the...
he used to lick her face as like a...
No, it was like once.
Okay.
Oh, all
man,
right.
You taste like
but
pancreas.
But it was like he was like trying to be nice.
You taste
sweet,
like pancreas.
You're going to feel this all the way in your pancreas.
Can I toss your pancreas?
We were at a club that none of us really wanted to be at. But do you remember the Quest Love was spinning at that club when we were there?
No.
It was pancreas night.
Yeah.
Trying to divert this conversation.
Okay. Hey, how about them
That's
pills?
All I remember about
how about
the
them pills?
I'll bring it back to the pancreas, Marissa, because I don't know, and I'm not a doctor either, but I don't know the difference between pancreatic cancer and pancreatitis. But I know that pancreatic cancer
it can just be amongst the most deadly.
It is.
And it's
because it's not detectable.
Right. And yes. So I believe it was, Alex Trebek passed away from that. And my former mother-in-law, she got a diagnosis and like several months later she had passed away. So it's just one of these things where like, I don't know if pancreatitis leads to pancreatic cancer or if there's a link there. And I'd like to, I would like to know.
All right. Well, hang on a second. I got Dana, who had pancreatitis. Hi, Dana. Good morning.
Hey, it's Pip Freak's wife.
Oh, nice. Hey. Thanks for joining us, Pip Freak's wife.
Hey.
Good morning. Good.
So just to clarify, pancreatic cancer and pancreatitis are completely unrelated.
Okay.
Because we've had that in my family, so it was a big freak out. But, yeah, I was diagnosed with pancreatitis back in 2015. Essentially, what happens is the enzymes in your liver and your pancreas go crazy, and the pain is... It's pretty unbearable. My pancreas had swollen to what felt like the size of a football.
Wow.
The only time I got comfort was when I was in the ER, and they gave me Dilaudid. But it is no joke. And most of the time it is caused by, it's really only common in older men who are heavy drinkers. Have high cholesterol, really bad diet, blah, blah, blah. I was in my 20s, and I was pretty in shape at the time. So they didn't know what was causing it, and I couldn't eat solid food for, 2 months. Obviously no alcohol. And it kind of had to resolve itself. But I ended up in the emergency room because of it twice and spent a week in the hospital each time just on fluids to try to get the inflammation down. It's
So if you've had it, are you more likely to get it?
I don't think so. I've been fine ever since. It cleared itself up in early 2016, and I've been pretty good ever since.
What's a treatment for? They give you antibiotics or something like that?
No, there's nothing.
It's one of those.
It's literally
drink a lot of Odules.
Yeah, they stick you with, give you fluids, IV fluids, try to flush everything out and reduce the inflammation. And then it is a matter of just kind of watching your diet, making sure you're not eating anything really high in fat and stuff like that.
Glad you got past that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dana.
I don't like that.
We said hi.
Yeah.
I will. Take care.
All right. See you later. Wow.
It's not odd, though, apparently, that he got this after a colonoscopy.
Okay.
It's not common, but it does happen.
Okay.
I take out pancreatitis insurance every time I get a colonoscopy.
That's probably a good idea.
Is there a link, an actual link between the colonoscopy?
I'm trying to figure out what that would be. What is it, Kathy?
It's like very medical, but there's some sort of...
Can you dumb it down for us?
They're referring to it as the tail of, I guess, of the organ, and it somehow affects the other organ.
Let me tell you the tail of the organ.
Apparently, Dr. Mike was on Fox 29 talking about this very thing and the connection with colonoscopies. We usually don't call Dr. Mike because he's,
texted him.
Treating doctors. Oh, okay.
Just to let him know we're talking about it in case he wants to call in.
He's not treating doctors. I didn't mean that. He's treating patients.
He's a doctor. He does treat doctors, though, as well.
I'm sure he's got some doctors
who are his patients, and he's the patient of a number of other doctors.
Very
incestuous.
Samantha, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you had pancreatitis?
Yeah, I have been getting acute cases of pancreatitis since I was 15 years old.
Ew.
The first time I got it was because I was taking cough syrup for a cold. And mine is triggered by alcohol, so I can't drink alcohol, no beer, no liquor, no cough syrup, no mouthwash, none of that.
Oh, my God.
All right, and this started when you were 15, so have you stayed away from alcohol your entire life because of this, or?
No.
Yeah.
18 and 19, I think I was in the hospital five times.
And then after that, you're like, okay, this ain't worth it?
No, it's like, oh, no, it's definitely the alcohol.
So for you, the worst thing in the world would be mixing a martini with a hot dog, right? You wouldn't, combining all that stuff, you'd be, so do you know what level to take it to? You know what I'm saying? So that you
I just avoid it at all costs.
You just avoid it at all costs. That's probably the smart way to go,
One dose of cough syrup, for a cold, and that put me in the hospital.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that sucks.
No, forget it. But listen, sometimes you got to avoid stuff.
I wonder how much how similar that is to if you get, kidney stones.
Right.
I mean, it's not different organs, but on a pain level.
I don't know. I remember my old bandmate, Jim, had gout.
Yeah.
And he had to stay away from spicy food because of that.
Gout.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? Like you're something in your foot and I can't eat Mexican food?
Yeah.
It's
that
strange.
Is really weird.
But sometimes there's a medical condition. You got to give things up. Let me go to Mary. It's Marty. Hey, Marty. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. What's up?
So I was 10 weeks postpartum and I developed gallstones. And I had to get my gallbladder removed. Ugh. It ended up getting infected. And they told me that that gallbladder surgery is the most common surgery that they do, in and out, easy peasy, no worries, no problems. Well, when they went in, they found out that some stones had actually, like, fallen out of gallbladder. So the next morning, they actually had to do an endoscopy to remove the stones. That's how they had to do it, rather than cutting me open.
Yeah.
And because of that, I developed pancreatitis.
Oh, man.
Because of that endoscopy you had done, that triggered it.
Yes. Wow. And then because of that, I was in the hospital for 7 days.
Oh, man.
So, Marty, my dad had his... had his gallbladder removed, and it was, as you said, it was just kind of a standard thing years ago, and he was just a little bit in the hospital and out and good to go. Nothing like you had. That's horrible.
Yeah, and I had a 10-week-old baby at home,
and then I was
in the hospital for 7 days because of the gallbladder and getting the gallstones out. And like the other caller said, they put me on Dilaudid, which is a good drug, I suppose, but it made me like a little nuts. And kind of exacerbated a bit, but yeah, just this nothing surgery, and I ended up with the pancreatitis, and it was so incredibly painful.
I don't want that.
Thank you, Marty. I had to go on Dilaudid one time, and it's like, you're just a mess. Yeah, he's on the line.
Yeah,
the good doctor. Let's go to him. Fox 29 and Penn Medicine, Dr. Mike Sirigliano. Yay! Morning, Dr. Mike.
I get a text from Nick. So I'm in with a patient.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
We're talking about the pancreas. Get on the phone. So anyway.
Yeah, we heard you were on Fox 29 giving a demonstration of, Travis Barker has pancreatitis. They said it might have been caused or triggered by this colonoscopy.
Right. So let's break this down. First of all, it's extremely rare to have a colonoscopy lead to pancreatitis. There's about 5 cases in the literature. It can happen. But as I said this morning on Fox, you know, colonoscopies save so many lives. I don't want anyone out there thinking they should not get their colonoscopy. And the age now is 45. Mm. And so because the numbers of cases are going way up. So let's break this down. The way I see it and the cases that have been reported, it sometimes is caused by a difficult colonoscopy. So if you have what we call a tortuous colon, where the colon has a lot of dips and curves and things, sometimes they have to put pressure on the transverse colon. That's the top part of the colon, and it's near the pancreas. And the pressure and the movement can cause some irritation and inflame Mr. Pancreas. And Mr. Pancreas does not like to get inflamed.
He's a salty organ, isn't he?
It can be a real gnarly SOB. All right. So the thing is, there's a lot of causes, but colonoscopy is an extremely rare cause. Now, the other possibility is that they do what's called insufflation. That's where they pump air in so they can get a good look at the colon.
Right.
Sometimes that irritates the pancreas. Sometimes there's a perforation. Sometimes there's so it can be a mechanical thing. It can also be maybe the anesthesia. Who knows?
So,
but as the prior caller just said, I think that he will be out in about 5 to 7 days. They do bowel rest. They give IV fluids, hydration, pain medications, and I think he will be just fine. But as the caller said before, there are many other causes. Alcoholism can cause chronic pancreatitis. You can get gallstones, and that can cause a bile duct obstruction that can make the pancreas unhappy, and it can be extremely painful.
Mike, I know you're a people doctor, not a puppy doctor, but we're getting a lot of texts, and then we received one from our friend Brian, who said pancreatitis is actually really common in dogs as well. Do you know about that?
Well, no. Some people have said I've gone to the dogs, but I don't have much experience with dog pancreatitis. I'm sure that they have a pancreas and it can happen. I guess in certain breeds.
Well, Steve, you remember in the movie Kingsman, Harry's dog, Mr. Pickles, right. Dies of pancreatitis.
That's actually right. Yes,
that might be fairly common.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as treatments go, Mike, it's just kind of wait and let it pass thing?
Well, you need to know what the cause is. So in the caller before, gallstones are very common. Certainly if you're a drinker and you get pancreatitis, not a good thing to be drinking. So that's another thing. You can have manipulation. So the caller before said she had what's called an ERCP. And basically when they go in to try to get the gallstones out, that can irritate the pancreas and lead to pancreatitis. In this case, I think it was a result of either the mechanics of the colonoscopy or perhaps some drug reaction. But I think he's going to be just fine, and okay, they'll treat him with IV fluids. They may give him nutrition through a tube through his nose. They might give him nutrition through an intravenous line. Let things settle down. Keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't develop an abscess or worsening inflammation around the pancreas, and he should be good to go, long life, no problem.
Well, I had two colonoscopies in the course of just 2 months, and obviously, and that went fine. You're right. The colonoscopy is such a vital thing. It's such a all things considered, you go in, you're out a little bit later. You got it taken care of. They can remove things that are going to be issues down the line, and it's just such a necessity. So you don't want people to be terrified of this. And it sounds like it's an anomaly.
You're right. This is an extremely rare case. And again, colon cancer kills thousands of people. You don't want to get it too late. It would be insane. It would be criminal to die from colon cancer not having had a simple thing like this done. And by the way, because I've had several colonoscopies myself, propofol.
I've never had any sort of experience like that, but it's, and then you wake up and you're cocooned in a blanket, and it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I dare them to shut my brain down. You know, my brain it requires like double the bug juice.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
Oh, we love you. You got patience. We'll let you go. All right.
I love you.
Love you.
Mike Sirigliano, Fox 49, Penn Medicine.
He probably has KY on one of his fingers as you're talking. About.
There you go. He likes the way it feels. A lot of the text coming in about dogs. One person had noted dog pancreatitis is from feeding dogs, quote, people food. I'm sorry, people food. So you know you're not supposed to feed your dog scraps
from
the table.
No.
You're not supposed to feed them full-on pork roll sandwiches and Cheerios and milk?
And full pizzas haven't even gotten a chance to eat?
Wait, Cheerios pizza? And milk?
Yeah, my mom makes Fozzie Cheerios and milk because he likes it that way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then Reggie, by the way, ate seven pieces of pizza.
Does she trim the crusts off the sandwiches?
No, he likes the crust.
Okay. So. Wait a minute. What did he have yesterday?
Seven pieces of pizza.
Dude, you guys need to figure out a different option here of where to put your pizza. This is like the fifth time he's gotten your pizza.
He is gigantic. It doesn't matter. He also knows how to open the refrigerator.
He knows how to open the refrigerator.
I made that up. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised.
You need a shelf hanging from the ceiling.
I bought a new trash can because whatever. We're talking about pancreatitis.
he's going to get it.
You got to be careful.
As far as feeding him table scraps.
Yeah, and then, hoagies yesterday. My mom is going to feed Fozzie. She's got onions on the... And I'm like, he does not need... I know you love him, and I know you just want to give him, stuff.
Treat,
But this thing had onions on it. So, like, let's not even risk it. And she's, picking the onions off of the hoagie. And I'm like...
Dog.
I'm like, please don't.
Does he eat it as a fully intact hoagie, or is it broken down into kind of like, a mash of meat?
It's the scraps. I mean, it was the end of the hoagie.
All right. Does he take the toothpicks out if it's a sandwich?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Acute pancreatitis can occur after a dog eats a fatty food, such as pork, beef, and some other human foods.
So pork roll's probably bad.
Probably
and,
bad.
And an Italian hoagie is probably not.
You never know what's bad for animals, man. I mean, Carter, my son, is so hypersensitive about what we might feed to our dogs, that, and so he'll use the Amazon Alexa all the time to say, can you feed, you know, can you feed whatever, something to a dog? And they will say, you know, it'll pop up and say, no, that's toxic to a dog. Do not feed that. And we're like, oh, okay, I'm glad you checked. And some of it's pretty, you know, certain fruits and vegetables. And
will it get into a fight like, with Siri?
No, that's perfectly acceptable.
Right. But like grapes, I didn't know that.
Yeah, grapes are bad. Apparently, we found this out the other day. Gummy worms aren't great, but they're not going to kill the dog because freaking Seamus was feeding Reggie gummy worms. And I'm like, dude.
He's going to fart a bubble.
Yeah. And so I was like, you don't know if the dog can, and then so he like Googled it real quick.
To be honest, like you have to watch the dog's diet. You have to be, you know, they're very sensitive to things. He causes a lot of damage.
Dogs should not eat trolley gummy worms, even if they would love chewing on them.
Yep.
The main ingredient in them is sugar and cornstarch. If your dog eats them, they will be more likely to develop obesity and diabetes.
There you go.
Okay.
So like a human. Like
you're
a human.
Not only feeding him trolley gummy worms.
Also getting gelato.
What's the actual dog food?
We use, okay.
He doesn't eat that.
Moist and meat.
Tortellini.
Moist and meaty.
Wait,
wasn't that a movie somebody watched at Kathy's house
that's
one time?
Massive meaty man.
No, but Case, does he get just as excited for his dog food as he does people food?
Not anymore.
No.
So here's the deal. Like we have the dog separated right now because my family's down the shore. So Reggie goes down there, and then Fozzie stays at home to protect my mom.
Eat
pork roll sandwiches.
Eat hoagies.
So they actually get sad when they're apart from each other. So Reggie doesn't eat as well. Sad.
He pork chop sandwiches.
Doesn't eat as well at when the dogs are separated.
Steve, that's Reggie.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Banging at the table.
Well, he
however,
ate,
he ate house
seven
pizza.
Pieces of pizza yesterday.
But pork chop sandwiches.
All bets are off when it comes to people food, right? And like Fozzie will leave an entire pork roll sandwich.
Okay, where you go, Fozzie?
Pork chop sandwiches.
By the way, my mom cuts the pork roll sandwiches up into little bites. Like I come home and there is
sliders.
There is a sandwich that is cut into like little quadrants. So there's probably like 16 little bites.
Yeah.
So Reggie, when the dogs are together, has no problems eating his dog food. But
when you were kids, didn't you say she used to feed you Alpo?
No. Maybe. No, but I have eaten milk bones on my own.
Oh my
just
God.
To see what they taste
like. You guys know we make our own dog food at home.
I was just going to bring that up because my friend has a Reggie, like Casey. She was at the sorority party at Parks that we had, and they were talking about it. She makes her dog breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and has options for the entire week in the fridge.
I barely make myself breakfast, lunch, and dinner, let alone a dog.
Okay,
well, we don't do different meals. We make one
and they both, she does
type
meals.
Of dog food, and then we feed it them through the day.
Wait, so
I'm in a current nightmare situation because we have our dog Chelsea is older. And so she's got, we're trying everything for the back hip issue that always comes into play, acupuncture and therapy and all that stuff. And we're the pet charity people. We have tons of experts in our life, and we cannot nail a food that she likes eating. And a lot of times I'm literally hand feeding her. And I wonder if a lot of it is just she's thrilled to be hand fed. But but there's no food, like she used to put the bowl down and she would just dive right in and eat. Now it's a process every freaking night. So anyone has a suggestion, what a dog about 14, 15 years old would love to eat. She's about 50, 55 pounds. I would love to hear it because we've gone through just everything.
You might like our homemade recipe.
I want to know what it is. What is it?
It's easy. It's just ground turkey. And you don't put any salt and pepper. You don't season
it. Well, the dogs like that, though.
But it's ground turkey, or you can use chicken breast and eventually cut it up. Spinach, shredded carrots, and peas and rice.
Yeah, okay. That's
and
what my,
you just
my
cook all those ingredients and you mix them together, and there you go. And they like that stuff. They eat it. It's so good, and it's good for them, too.
There was probably a time that would have gone over really well. I'm not sure now because we've had things that are similar to that configuration, and she's just like, nah, no.
But make it fresh. Yeah. It might be. She might like it that way. I don't
Mama
know.
Mama make it fresh.
Mama make it fresh for you, hey, Reggie.
It's a Reggie sitting down here, and we're going to make you feel so good.
How do you
cook? How's your gelato?
How do you cook the turkey?
Fire. Just brown it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in a pan. You okay. Know. You
brown it doesn't it. Like get greasy like hamburger meat, right?
No. Turkey is not greasy at all. There's very
I'm
little fat.
I'm sending this back.
It's too greasy.
Casey, your
dog. You no longer amuse me, old woman.
Yeah, Mama didn't make fresh.
Mama better wash her ass.
So anyhow, pancreatitis apparently quite common in dogs, not yeah. just drummers. So
we're not suggesting that Travis Barker is in fact a dog.
No, we have to
wait a minute. What? His last name is Barker.
Yeah. Barker, what? Come on. And his girlfriend's a fox.
Yeah.
What? No, Travis Barker's wife is a Kardashian.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're thinking Megan Fox. Oh, Megan Kelly. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, but like she's sexy like a fox.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, she's foxy.
She's hungry like the wolf.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hang on. She has bats in the belfry.
I'm going to go to one more call about pancreatitis. I have Cassidy on the line. Hi, Cassidy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up, Cassidy?
So, I might have the best and the worst story for you.
Okay. All right.
My dad, for the last about 5 years, was diagnosed with necrotizing pancreatitis.
Ooh. Anything with the word necrotizing in is not good news.
Yeah, I believe it means flesh eating. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. Flesh eating disease is called necrotizing fasciitis. So it's like, you know, gangrene. It's necrotized. It's dead.
Right.
Did you get right. necrotizing wafers the other day at the? Didn't somebody bring you those candies, Preston?
Or those are necro wafers. Close.
So he was diagnosed around 4 or 5 years ago, and it was. He was a binge drinker, so that's how he got it. And he had gone to our local hospital after literally dropping to the floor in his apartment. And they had him in there for about a week. I mean, he blew up like a balloon. Oh. And they released him after just giving him fluids and everything and did not tell him not to drink again.
Why would you not tell?
So
okay.
You would think they would tell him.
Right, right.
So he went back out and he drank again and then spent the last 4 or 5 years with necrotizing pancreatitis and it killed him 6 times.
Killed him 6 times?
Yes, pronounced dead 6 times.
Jesus.
Your father was pronounced dead 6 times.
Yep. And
it was actually right once now, but the guy stuttered.
he had everything from blood infections, too much yeast in his body. Both of his kidneys died.
Wow.
One lung completely deflated. One pulled up fluid.
Cassie, I'm amazed they would not impart that life-saving information that he needed to stop all
right.
that.
That's, right.
So how's he doing today?
He bought a house about a year ago and just got married.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, good for him. Excellent.
Yeah, he's doing absolutely perfect now. And
that's crazy.
I mean, he just can't get up off the floor if he gets down.
I thought you were going to say, he just can't get up off the floor.
Wow.
Wow.
He's got a military-grade mesh as a binder in his abdomen.
Oh, wow. Wow, man, wow. Nuts.
All right. Thank you. Well, we appreciate it, Cassidy.
Glad he's doing fine, though.
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Wow. Okay, well, be
I don't
careful.
Want that.
I don't want that
That's
at all.
That's the thing I don't want.
Well, thank you for your calls. I appreciate it. Casey, have Jenny hang on the line. She was on hold for like 20 minutes. I did not get to go to her, and I want to give her the option to go see Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Right. Okay, so you don't want to give her a case of beer is what you're saying?
If you want to.
No, she can't even take a shot of alcohol.
Oh, is that what it says? Oh, I didn't read that part. Anyhow, give her some tickets to see Thor, Love, and Thunder. And while we're doing that, we can take callers 11 and 12 and give them... Give them tickets as well, 215-263-WMMR. The screening is next Wednesday at UA King of Prussia. IMAX screening. The movie doesn't open until next Friday, so we'll take care of you. Let's take a break. When we get back, there's an event going on tonight. If you have pancreatitis, might not be for you because it's a cocktail party.
Yes, but it's awesome.
Robert Irvine on the Mushaloo. We'll talk to him about it when we return. Stay with us.
New on
on Rock Breakdown. The Prince of Darkness returns with new music. Dave Grohl returns to the stage with help from his friend of Paul McCartney. Plus some new merch from Def Leppard to complement your beauty routine. Get the latest episode on WMMR.com. Keyword, Rock Breakdown.
There's an event going on tonight, and our next guest is hosting this event. And in fact, he is coming to us live via Zoom from one of our favorite places. He is on the deck of the Moshaloo as we speak. Mr. Robert Irvine. What's up, buddy?
What's up? What are we doing, guys?
We're jealous of you because it looks gorgeous out there on the deck of the Moshaloo where you're sitting with the Irvine Spirits right in front of you, man.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you said it was 91, 94. It feels like 100 up here, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, the Moshaloo is one of our favorite spots. Preston's correct. My wife holds one of her annual charities there with the crew and everybody and Jamie Blackburn and all the people who work there and help get these events done. They're always done fantastically well, but you just win the second you step on the ship. It's just glorious. So what's happening tonight? What can people expect, Robert?
So we have a big party tonight, four cocktails made with our Irvine spirits, of course. We've got chef-curated spirits, but also chef-curated dishes that are supporting our Robert Irvine Foundation tonight. You know, I was in Brooklyn yesterday visiting a bunch of firefighters and taking care of their needs. So that's exactly what the foundation does, take care of our first responders and our men and women that wear the cloth of the nation. Tonight is all about raising money for them. So even if you don't have a ticket, you can go onto my Facebook page, and we got a wait list there, and we're working through that today. So it's kind of exciting.
Awesome.
And it's just $25, and so people come out, and are you going to be working the room a bit, Robert?
I'm going to be working the room. I'm going to be bartending. I'm going to be doing a little dancing, maybe. Who knows?
Wow, yeah.
Nice.
You know, you're on board a historical ship, obviously. It's cinematic ties. It's in the beginning of Godfather 2. It's also in the background in Rocky. So it has classic film status. Are you impressed by that at all?
I'm impressed because I launched my liquor on.
That's what I care about. That's the only thing that matters.
In any movie.
Listen.
As long as it's not Titanic, I don't care.
We were impressed to see your name tied in with this really cool concert event that's coming up in Maryland, The Ocean's Calling. There's some really cool names: Dave Matthews Band, Alanis Morissette, The Lumineers, Cagey Elephant, a lot of really big groups on board. And then you are what's your tie into that, Robert?
So it's funny. When we did Beats and Eats this year, we had some amazing artists from the Dave Matthews Band, and we got involved with them because they wanted a food element. So I said, okay, let's do this. So food and music, OAR, you know, they're great supporters of our foundation and what we do. So it was a pleasure to say, hey, listen, let's get some great chefs. Let's do some demo. Let's do some food. And it's going to be exciting. That's like... each one, I think it's $1 on Saturday from each ticket goes to us, our foundation. So
that's awesome. Yeah, Robert, I'm actually turning this, my friends and I are turning this into a mini college reunion because there's a whole bunch of like 90s era bands on there. I'm excited to see Toad the Wet Sprocket. They're a part of the festival as well. So we're coming down to Ocean City, Maryland for the entire weekend. And it sounds like it's just going to be an awesome night. It's really cool that you're going to be a part of it as well.
And make sure you touch base with Justin because we'll know exactly where everything is.
Perfect. Good to know.
Holy nice. Good. Hey, what's your summer been like so far? Yeah. Have you had any downtime? You very rarely do.
No, I just came back from Scotland. I did a 1,000 mile march with 56 miles with 1,000 coalition wounded. Next week, we're off to Poland, Spain, Germany, Italy, cooking for the troops for the USO tour. The show's been crazy. Waiting to see if we get an Emmy nod for the show. I just picked up Male Star of the Year with a Critics' Choice Award. So it's been a busy couple of months, actually.
Have you ever entered for the Adult Film Awards just to see if you might,
just for fun. You might win?
Just to see if you might win?
But listen. If I can make a banoffee pie, I can definitely do, you know, one of those things.
Some of that stuff.
I was, Casey, did you hear me talking about banoffee pie this morning?
Did somebody tell you that I was talking about banoffee pie this morning?
Listen, do you know where Banoffee Bike comes from? Seriously?
No.
Essex. Essex. 1971.
So yeah. That was the point. That's the year it was, and the town
was the great. Here's the. I'm so sorry to interrupt, Steve. It's the greatest dessert I've ever had in my entire life. I dream about it. I loved it so much. It just has every flavor I want.
What's in Banoffee? What is in Banoffee pie that makes it?
So it was. It actually was a mistake. It was two guys in Essex trying to do an American recipe. And they couldn't find ingredients, so they put bananas in it. It's basically caramel, bananas, cream, digestive cookies. We make it in our restaurant in Vegas, so it's a huge hit. It's sweet, condensed milk. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I want to ask you, because the Irvine's Gin is doing very well, and you are always looking to expand your brand. What else is in the queue, ready to be unleashed?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff, you know. We're working on bourbon right now. Preston's
very happy to hear that, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great bourbon, too. But we're really just focusing on getting the states. So we're about 42 states right now. And then we'll start, as we start to move these products, then we'll start to introduce more stuff.
Nice.
But we have a lot of things in the pipeline, so... really good.
How good are you at mixology and coming up with cocktails? We know your handiwork with food, but when it comes to mixing drinks and coming up with interesting stuff, you got a pretty decent you got good chops at that?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. You know, the gin, I actually got 13 botanicals that I cook with to create the gin. Mm-hmm. So when I think of gin, I think of Christmas trees, right? Juniper forward. This gin is not that. I call it the non-drinker's gin because it's more citrusy than it is junipery. So, yeah, I'm pretty good. I went to Sri Lanka to pick up the cinnamon. So I know the spices. I know how to mix drinks. I'm not bad. I know how to drink drinks, too. So,
so
you had to go to Sri Lanka to get the cinnamon? Like, they saw it at Acme, Robert.
Yeah, the difference is, and here's something new for you, right? Where does cinnamon come from in this country?
Good question. I have no idea. Right? I always thought there was like a cinnamon fairy.
It's called cassia. Uh-huh. And in cassia is pepper. And pepper is too strong for this drink. So, yeah, Sri Lankan cinnamon is the best.
So, so like with the vodka, you want to take what is sort of a basic perception of it and change it a little bit. You're saying it's like a not a drinker's type of gin. So do you always look for that angle to hang on how you're going to roll out one of these?
Yeah, I want to make it unique. I want to go against, you know, and should I say it, the Tito's of the world and those folks, because I believe that, you know, they've got the market share for a couple of years, but hey, watch out, Irvine's coming after you.
Right, right. Very nice.
Nice, man. It's got local ties right here in Lansdale and in our area, which is pretty awesome as well. And I've been to parties where Robert has been, and he's a good time, man.
Does he get hammered?
No. He's just really good at going around spending time with people. You know, he's, you know, he projects. He's a big entity. He's, you know, he's just a big personality and fun to hang out with. And you'll be doing that tonight. Guy.
I do like to drink. I do like to have a couple of drinks.
Well,
and you know, your listeners.
Go ahead.
Sorry, guys. Your listeners can get this at fine wines and spirit stores all over PA, too. It's supporting local business, local charity, and local workforce, which is great.
Very nice. All great stuff. It's tonight from 5 to 8. And again,
if tickets are $25.
If you've never been to the Moshaloo, if you've you see it there, you will not get a better view of the city. And it's honestly, you feel like you're on a cruise. It's just wonderful. And, of course, their food and everything is sensational.
Yep. Absolutely. So head there tonight, and you can go to thedeckphilly.com or just check our website. We'll have the info there. Yeah, Case?
And I want to personally invite you over to my house to make me Banoffee pie in my kitchen. You sent me the recipe. You sent me your recipe, and I looked at it, and I was like, I will ruin this. So I didn't even attempt it. But if you have a few minutes and you want to come over, doesn't have to be today. It can be tomorrow.
Listen, I will do better than that. I will do better than that.
Yeah.
Shane Cash is my corporate chef, 26 years. I'm going to send him over to your house to teach you.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, right. I like that.
All right. I'm down with that.
So Casey's been getting more adventurous in the kitchen.
So come here, Shane. Come here.
Oh.
So you better clean it up.
Buckle your seatbelt, buddy.
All right. Sounds great to me. And also, I wanted to send a thank you from our friend Steve Wilson from Wilson's Secret Sauce. He said he wanted me to thank you personally for the exposure that that you gave him when you came out and filmed at his restaurant a few months ago.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right. It's all about helping folks.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Bro. And you walk the walk.
Tonight from 5 to 8, and stop by, and the proceeds go to the Robert Irvine Foundation. And he does great work, obviously, with military first responders, everybody, all that stuff. Robert, great to see you, sir. Once again, awesome to have you in Philly, and we'll catch up again soon. All right, buddy?
Appreciate you all. Have a great day, guys.
All right, see you. Robert Irvine! Yay! Yay! So that's tonight, and like Steve was saying, it's from 5 to 8, and you want to swing by and see what they have in store. Should be pretty cool. Let me see.
Are you the random thought-er?
No. No, you know, I'm the jockey.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
The horse whisperer.
He's back.
What's that horse's name?
Seabiscuit.
Aw.
Except it's C as in the C word.
Yeah. All right, I have...
Oh, my God.
What? Seabiscuit. Yeah. If you were to actually say that out loud, that's pretty funny.
It is funny.
Actually, that's a pretty good insult right there. I wish I could say it.
You can't. You can't. Your daughter's right next to you.
I know. All right, I'm going to share with you, and since my...
Oh, is this the thing...
Daughter right next to me. It's a little embarrassing because it's out of the family. And I know we were just talking about medical stuff.
Oh, we were.
But I have to.
You were the internist.
Yeah. I have to bring this up to you. My wife tells me last night that her aunt, and we were purposely doing this out of the room where Caroline wasn't around, but
so now too you're bad. Doing
she's
it.
Just in the room. So tomorrow morning you'll come on in and hear the whole thing.
Don't tell her. So her aunt called her and told her that she had him. We've mentioned this before, that this type of thing has happened to people before, but apparently she had that condition where she had multiple, over and over, nonstop orgasms for hours.
Wait, Rochelle's aunt called her?
Unassisted. Her body was just doing that over and over and over again. Here you go. Oh, it's an orgy now, apparently. So,
all right. So, it started out of nowhere, or did it start with somebody else?
No.
Did she have pancreatitis first?
No, it started out of nowhere.
So this is Preston's right. We've talked about this situation occurring. A lot of times it'll end up in the bizarre file.
Yes. So it happened to her.
Wow. And she had it before?
No. This was her description, is that it was every 5 minutes for 3 hours.
And at what point is it no longer good? What?
Like after the second one.
The third
one.
Month.
Yeah.
No, like after the second one. You think this that's ecstasy, but after a while it becomes...
fun.
Uncomfortable.
No, like I would think it would be awful. It would border on painful after two or three, and then you just want it to go away.
I don't know. I
don't understand.
Do you want to try it, Case? Can you do it?
I would love to try this.
Come on over.
Every 5 minutes for 3 hours?
I don't know. I don't.
First time I've done this with my mouth, but let's give it a shot.
Over the show.
My God.
There's medical terminology for it.
Yeah, persistent.
Whoopee.
No, persistent genital arousal disorder, or PGAD.
PGAD!
It doesn't happen in men, right? Or does it?
Not according to this.
I think it's just women.
After a while, No. Okay, I've heard of similar situation, but not... This is where you're having a full orgasm.
Yes.
In this way. I think men can experience... Well, I guess the equivalent would be the 4 hour arousal,
but
that's painful.
That's painful,
right?
Yeah. So anyhow, it says here it's a phenomenon in which afflicted women experience spontaneous genital arousal, unresolved by orgasms and triggered by sexual or non-sexual stimuli eliciting stress.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh my God.
Mom's in the basement.
So the only thing I can sort of liken this to is when I was younger, when I climbed a pole,
Yeah, she would talk.
Yeah, and this is before I ever gone through puberty or anything like that. But when I climbed, and it happened on a few different occasions.
It's called sort of like the gym class climbing the rope syndrome, right?
Yeah,
Where you get, explain what it is.
Well, I didn't know that anybody had ever experienced this until, like, I watched Wayne's World.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Garth said, she makes me feel kind of funny, like when I used to climb the rope at gym class. And I was like, wait a second. Right. I'm like, that happened to me where, I mean, I full on had that sensation, but I was too young to, like.
So imagine you're as
not processed, nothing came out.
It's happening over and over and over again over the course of multiple hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a real fine line between pleasure and pain, and like in that center of your brain. And that's why people like to dabble between the two. I'm not one of those types of people.
No, not me.
But people are into it, and I get that they're into it. And I can see this, especially for your wife's aunt, Preston, crossing that line really fast where you're like, oh, that feels great, and now I want it to go away.
So how do they treat it?
I don't know. She went to the doctor, and I did not find out what kind of treatments they did, because it finished. She got done after 3 hours,
yeah,
and it hasn't come back yet.
Like, I would definitely seek medical attention maybe after the second one.
Hour.
No, the second one, because I would know.
I want this to stop in 40 minutes.
You better stop that in an hour or two. No, I wouldn't. I would know that this isn't supposed to be happening,
yes.
that I should probably seek medical help.
Also, unassisted, you're not, it's simply happening.
Right.
Yes, it's not, like a phantom sensation.
Right.
There's no assistance there. It's just all of a sudden.
Oh, God.
But apparently it was pretty debilitating because she was not
using heavy machinery,
happy about it, and I need to get a follow up on that.
Treatments are not great.
What are they? Is that the same as pancreatitis?
No, it's like they use electrical currents.
No. She was told to put ice there.
Well, yeah, they said
where?
Numbing gels, but that may not be long term.
But ice in her,
who?
Yeah.
What about if she watches the guy on the jet ski from Tiger King?
Would that kill it? That ought to kill it right there.
Yes.
Wait, but there's so they use antidepressants to.
Okay, now I'm remembering more of what Rochelle told me last night. So she
you should
said,
know this at home in case this happens if you're with someone, how to help them.
So the question was, how did this happen? It may have, and she's not 100% sure, it may have been from abruptly stopping. Taking antidepressants, Kathy.
Instead of
weaning off of them, and we're watching the video of the guy on the jet ski from Tiger King.
That's getting me going.
But they say there's potentially could have been from stopping taking this too quickly, because certain medications you're supposed to slow down.
Right, you have to wean off of, because if you do it too abruptly, it can cause issues.
Something, and apparently, massive orgasms is part of
side effects. Side effects may include massive orgasms.
I just thought it was really strange.
Diarrhea. Massive orgasms. No, lead with the orgasms.
They said ice, Kathy, was what she needed to do.
Yeah, so this thing says, I'm on healthline.com, electrical currents help relieve nerve pain, so you can do things like that. But they were talking about putting them on, using...
Like a car battery?
I think so. Electroconvulsive therapy.
You're giving electric shock therapy to your cooter.
Well, they said that it's often used for bipolar or severe anxiety.
One flew over the cooter's nest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right? There was that scene. Yeah.
There's a scene where he gets shocked. Yes, one flew over the cooter's nest.
This is crazy.
Here's a text that says, so I had the same thing happen.
Oh, my God.
After both my COVID boosters, I developed chills and fever and orgasms every few minutes for over an hour.
I got 3 shots. I didn't get a damn, not even a boner.
Not one boner.
Yeah. Not one boner. Oh, come on. A rip off.
The hell?
I mean.
Come on, man. Cut a guy a break.
Damn Moderna.
Is that person going to call in?
I texted them asking them to.
Oh,
the person who had that after the COVID boosters.
I'm thinking it's a female, probably.
Yes.
No, it happened to me, I can swear. Damnedest thing that ever happened.
Santa's gonna go.
It was in Buffalo.
Hang on a second here.
You guys,
to be honest, I was thinking the same thing, and I refrained from saying it.
But you can say Seabiscuit. That's fine.
Santa's got a Seabiscuit.
No, Santa's got a shoe. You can say that, right?
Right. Seabiscuit. Wait, isn't there a song?
Seabiscuit?
No, no, no.
I need you to stop talking.
Santa's coming down the lane or whatever. Am I mixing
my... Oh, my God.
Hang on.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
That's it.
I saw Santa...
Here comes Santa Claus is what I was thinking
of. You can say
that. Right, here comes Santa Claus.
Grandma got teabagged by Santa.
I thought... I saw Mommy teabagging Santa Claus.
Right.
That was Santa Claus teabagging.
It would be the other way around. Unless she had, like, big-time lunch meat.
I don't... Oh!
Like
meaty mistletoe.
We have gone off the rails.
Meaty mistletoe.
Meaty mistletoe.
What the hell is wrong with you?
There is nothing redeeming, educational, or entertaining about this exchange, yet I'm loving it.
Glad I brought my daughter in here today.
This is one of the more profane. Well, yeah. Bill's on vacation.
Oh, that's right.
So we're fine. Good.
Yeah, we don't even have a meeting for a
reason. How's it going there in Philadelphia?
Oh, everything's great.
Yeah, oh, my God.
By the way, Caroline, it was Aunt Susie that we're talking about.
Oh, my God.
She didn't want to know, and you just ruined part of her life.
What? Wait, what did you say?
Thought it was the other one.
You thought it was the other one? No.
How old is Aunt Susie?
Aunt Susie's got to be late 50s.
Okay. Oh, all right, okay.
We believe it was the abrupt termination of the music.
What are we listening to?
Of the medication.
It's Here Comes Santa Claus.
Oh.
This is terrible.
The country version of it.
It's kind of like the only one we have, though.
Okay. I hear no Here Comes
There's
Santa
nothing
Claus
even remotely.
All right. We have the anonymous texter who got this happen from the shot. Hi, anonymous texter. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. All right. So how long ago was this?
This was, January, I guess.
This
first one and then the other one. About a month or so ago.
It happened each time you got the booster?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they say why that was happening?
No. I mean, I was having just a regular exam with my gynecologist not that long ago, and I was hemming and hawing whether to mention it or not, and I told her, and the only thing she said was she's heard some really bizarre side effects from the booster. But
like booster side effects you hear are more, I haven't ever heard this as a side effect.
No, just like flu-like symptoms are all I've mainly heard.
Yeah, because it's never happened to me before, so the only thing I could think of, because I got, like, the day after my booster, I got the fever, I got some stomach pain, some chills, and then boom, it was jolting. Like, I was jolting every few seconds. It was like just.
Let me ask you that. What you were experiencing was a full orgasm type experience, and how far apart were they?
Some were very, very close together. Then it might subside a bit, and then I'd have it a few minutes apart, and then it would be like boom, boom again.
It's got to be.
I was crying.
It's got to be scary. I mean, no matter how pleasant
It was.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Well, nothing. I took a lot of ibuprofen.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, was it fun in the beginning?
It was surprising. Like, the first time, I'm like, okay, well, that's not so bad. And then it just was, like, fast and furious. And I said, no, this I just was very uncomfortable.
So Vin Diesel
and making
works
me nauseous
way.
After a while.
Yeah, wow. Nauseous. Of course. I think anything like that in excess where you're having, you'd get terrified. Obviously, we assume it would pleasure. Or associated with pleasure, but after that long, you're going, what in the F?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Were you alone? Were you around people?
My husband was in another room. He came up to check on me, and I finally just was crying. And I'm like, I know you're going to laugh at this, because I didn't want to tell him, because I didn't want him to laugh and think it was funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no. And that's pretty much all I got from him.
Maybe I should get one of those.
Thank God he didn't laugh.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus.
He
got both his boots. I'm sorry.
No, you continue. There's a little delay here. We're having an issue with this, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say he got both his boosters and he was disappointed. Nothing like that happened.
Right. Of course.
In fact, he's at Rite Aid right now.
Man. Yeah. And so how many, this lasted for about an hour, I think you said?
Yeah, it was about an hour or so. Yeah, yeah. Not that, 3 hours like your aunt or whatever, but yeah. It was enough to just be really disconcerting.
Okay.
So what did they tell you to do? Did you, in fact, seek medical help? No. Go ahead.
No. Mm-mm. No.
All right.
I was kind of embarrassed.
Sure.
I was kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I would be like, were you scared a little that you had no idea what the hell was going on and why this was happening?
Yeah, but the thing is, I also had the chills and I had a fever. I was kind of like, you know,
groggy.
I just felt crappy altogether.
Right. Okay. Oh man. And so, how many do you think you had in that hour?
Oh God, I have absolutely no. Oh my God, I wouldn't even know. I couldn't even count.
Mm. When I get sick, I get.
And
jealous.
They weren't like we're not talking like I wasn't like in. Rapture for like, you know, minutes at a time. I mean, it was kind of like the jolt, the kind of the feeling, boom, done.
Wow. So you know. What I would recommend, and hopefully this doesn't happen again, but for the information that we need, if you can keep one of those clickers that they use at the door at nightclubs, buy.
Okay. Yeah, just keep a count.
Maybe they have an app for that, and I can install it on my phone.
Sure, yeah. Wow, well, thank you for calling.
Random caller. We appreciate that. I'm glad it hasn't happened to you again. But, yeah, that was out of nowhere. Rochelle was like, you will not believe what happened. And then she told me the story. I'm so, like, man.
Well, the guy would be, you eventually, you know, they're the dry heaves. At a certain point, you know, you'd have. Well,
that's kind of what you have now.
I have a dry, exactly.
Yeah, but imagine that sensation over and over. After a while, that would, that would wear a little thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a sneeze.
You get tired, yeah. Like except you don't do it into a tissue.
Right. A couple of sneezes are okay.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
In fact, they can be kind of relief.
Yeah.
Like that first one's like, oh, wow.
Oh, I can breathe.
And then if like five or six were to happen after
that. Yeah. Come on already.
Yeah, it would suck.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good good analogy right there. I had like a muscle miniature spasm in my stomach yesterday. That just wouldn't stop. And it wasn't hurting. It wasn't like a cramp or anything like that. It was just like this little jiggle of the muscle in my stomach. And I'm like, it was driving me crazy. And
you wonder what it is.
Yeah. And it was more annoying than anything. And sometimes your body just does these stupid things that we don't know why. And
like when you, so I got a, what you call a classic stitch and, you know, turning and working out in my, you know, abdominal muscles.
Yeah.
And so now it's going away, but you move the one wrong way and you'll feel it.
All right.
I have yet to get an orgasm because of it.
I have, I felt that was worth sharing.
Yes.
And I'm interested that we got a
call.
Can
we get her on the phone?
Somebody who concurs.
Your aunt?
Probably not now, but maybe down the road. Oh, I've failed to mention this all morning.
Yeah, it's a big
I apologize. Nick just brought this up to me, that today is the actual Ann Gorski's birthday today.
Wait a second.
So, yeah, it's not.
Was that anonymous caller Ann Gorski?
It might have been Ann Gorski for all that I know.
That's right.
So may the Gorski with you. But we actually do that on May 4th, right?
Yes.
So we have two Ann Gorski birthdays, and today is the legitimate one.
It's
the
like
one.
President's Day.
Yes, happy birthday, happy real birthday to Ann Gorski.
There's a graphic up in the studio here. It's beautiful.
It says, happy real birthday to Ann Gorski. So, Ann, we wish you the best birthday. All right, we do need to take a break.
Yes.
We're going to come back in a second and get some bizarre file stories. So make sure you stay with us because we're not going to be gone long. Stay put.
Preston and Steve
on 93.3 WMMR.
It's time to subscribe to the Preston and Steve Show YouTube channel. Be the first to see new videos. Get alerts when the live stream's rolling. See the guests you're hearing live on the radio. Like Coach Dick Vermeil, who was live in studio on Tuesday morning. Watch the live musical performances. Like Everclear, coming in Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Hit the subscribe button on the Preston and Steve Show YouTube channel. You'll be happy you did.
We're going to chat for a moment about Window Nation. Why? Well, because home prices being on the rise, there's no better time than now to improve the look and value of your home. and get some new windows from Window Nation. It's going to be easier for you just opening and closing them. It's going to be energy efficient. They're going to look great. The house value is going to go up. And by the way, you get two free windows with every two you buy. Plus, you pay nothing for two full years.
I know it sounds weird when you talk about the ease of raising and lowering these windows. We went into our house. We bought this house. The windows were another company, and they were heavy as hell. And, you know, like when you reach over to the couch or whatever to open up a window, these windows glide up and down. But what's even more important is the way they hold in the AC in the summer and hold the heat in the winter. And you notice that in how much you're paying for your energy bill.
So listen, call them today, 866-90-NATION, and go to the website at windownation.com. And don't forget that you get two free windows with every two you buy. Plus, you make no down payment and make no payments and pay no interest for two full years. You save thousands. Savings you only see once this year. Again, it's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find...
Look at Kathy, the way your hair is being pulled by your headphones, it looks like you have a comb over.
Where? Over here?
Yeah.
On the right side?
What I'm saying? Is it just me? Do you see it? Turn your head to the right. Turn it the other way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yes. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A little bit.
Yep. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look terrible.
No, I don't. Stop it.
It's that female pattern baldness.
Yes. She has a comb over.
It's happening. So we're all here with you, though.
Yeah. Steve, did you watch? No, there was a really funny scene in that the HBO show Winning Time with. I just lost his name. The actor John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly
plays Jerry Buss.
And I only saw the first episode.
Okay, so there's a scene where they break down him doing his comb over, and it and it's almost like Bill Murray in Kingpin. Like, his hair is going all over the place, but he takes all the time in the morning to make it look like
a real head of hair.
He's very vain, and it's really important to him. So it's a very funny scene with John C. Reilly.
There are guys who do basically hair sculpture in the morning to get it to look like they have a full head of hair.
Yeah, that's what he has to go through.
Yeah, it's got to be an art. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. And it's probably a guy named Art that's doing it, too. All right. Let's do the Bizarre File. Here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Horizon Services Protected Cooling System. From the summer heat, get an AC tune-up from Horizon Services for just $79 and up to a pound of refrigerant free. It's horizoneasybook.com to book online in seconds. All right, this is a short, very little detailed story, but I will share it because it certainly belongs in the bizarre file. German police said Tuesday that they detained a man suspected of leaving a human head in front of the Bonn District Court.
What?
A body was found a few hundred meters away on the Rhine River. Police said they believe the body belongs to the severed head.
Yeah. It's possible.
Was the body missing a head?
Don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah. So the 38-year-old suspect is from the Bonn area, the police said. Police said no suspicious activity was reported in the area. Other than somebody leaving a head.
Yeah, the head and the body thing, but otherwise, okay.
And they're looking for witnesses. That's all that I have in that story. So I would assume there will be a follow-up on that. And I would
maybe not.
If there was. We'll chalk this one up.
Put it in the bin with the other heads and bodies.
Yeah. This is out of Nebraska. Three semi-trailers full of meat products were stolen this weekend, and the thefts may be part of a nationwide trend.
You know what I love? Meat.
Police Captain Jim During said it does not look like it was possible for a single person to conduct these thefts. Most likely, it was a minimum of two people or more than. On top of that, we have a similar thefts of meat products in other areas. So he said these are probably
meat
related.
Meat thieves.
Between Friday and Sunday, two stolen semi-tractor trailers were used to steal three semi-trailers full of meat. The tractors and trailers were reported stolen. The Nebraska State Patrol found the two tractors and two of the trailers outside city limits. The trailers were empty. One of the tractors was found on Sunday. The third trailer, which reportedly contained $232,000 worth of beef.
Where's my meat?
Was still missing as of Monday. And all told, they're saying it's over $1 million.
No doubt. Absolutely. Especially now.
The officer said, we think it is probably the same crew who made two trips and took the meat in two different locations. At some point, you can't load 160,000 pounds of meat without having another truck available.
Do you think the headless body in the first story is any connection to this?
Oh, maybe a suspect they hadn't considered. We'll see.
Maybe they're cleaning up the loose ends like in Goodfellas.
How about this? A boy who had been missing for more than a week has been found in a sewer.
Oh, my God.
8-year-old Joe, who lives in the city of Oldenburg in northwest Germany, disappeared on the 17th of June from his front garden, sparking a huge police search. A passerby heard a soft whimper coming from the direction of a manhole cover in the early hours and called emergency services. And rescuers rushed to the scene. It's only about 200 yards from his home and found Joe at the bottom of the sewer.
That's crazy.
A firefighter entered the sewer to bring him out. The child was taken to the hospital suffering from hypothermia but had no major injuries. His father told reporters that he was doing well given the circumstances. Officers are investigating how the child came to be in the sewer.
Pennywise invited him down.
And whether he was shut in deliberately. They said it is conceivable that he climbed into the tunnel labyrinth at another point in the branched canal system and crawled through the tubes. The entire sewer system is now being examined with cameras. That's pretty wild.
That's wild, yeah.
He was missing for like a week. A Jacksonville home with an estimated value of $2.3 million was listed on Zillow for $21,000 less than a day ago, bringing the Northeast Florida housing market into this latest scam trend. After the initial publication of the story, the listing was removed Tuesday afternoon. It had been up for almost 20 hours with over 1,000 views and about 100 saves. The property features a five-bedroom, five-bathroom home with more than 5,700 square feet for $21,000.
That's not bad.
Though the description notes $21,000 is a typo and the real list price is $22,000 for cash-only first-time home buyer. The Zillow estimate for the home sale is about $2.3 million. It was last sold in October of 2021 for about $1.9 million. So,
that's what you call a steal.
But listen to this. The too-good-to-be-true price of the property is a notable red flag of a scam underway, but the description and overview on the listing solidify the fraud. So in the description, it said, I'm selling my home inexpensively because my family owns many properties across the country. A few times a year, we sell one or a few of our homes to first-time buyers for under $50,000. This is done as a tax write-off for us, and bless our family or individual that needs it, and as being a first-time buyer, may not be able to get a home otherwise.
Mm.
The listing explicitly warned people with representation such as realtors, lenders, investors, and attorneys not to contact the seller. It also excluded anyone who has owned home previously. So to top it off, the listing required a $2,000 cash deposit.
Wow.
Via Zelle Bank transfer in order to schedule at a time.
That all seems legit.
At least 6 days in advance for potential buyers to view the home. A home tour also required a signature via email, photo ID of an ID and email address, and each step of the process was emphasized as non-negotiable. There was an almost identical scam that was reported last month in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you never know. They might get some takers. They might get some people who fall for it and pay the $2,000.
So what I'm hearing from you is that you can pick up some multi-million dollar homes for under $50,000.
That's what you're hearing. Yeah. Yes, correct. All right, and then finally, we'll end with this one. Moose are abundant in the...
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
In the wilderness surrounding the ranch at Rock Creek in Montana, and visitors recently spotted one that was browsing from a rooftop. So the moose got on a roof.
I can see where I live.
The peculiar sight captured on video by General Manager John Martin shows the moose leaning outward to browse on aspen leaves. Asked if this was common or dangerous for the moose, ranch spokeswoman Krista Johnson explained that a portion of the granite lodge at the facility was built into a hillside. And she said critters can easily walk onto its living roof among wildflowers and grass.
So it was grazing on stuff up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's video of it, and it's crazy to see this moose on the roof.
And it's built into the side of this hill.
That is correct.
Oh,
Johnson said, I've been working as the social media manager for almost 8 years, and I've only seen it happen 4 times. One time...
Don't blame me. Blame the architect.
One got up there and peed in front of the guests. And this one was pretty clever and could reach some aspen leaves, she said. Johnson assured that a moose has never fallen, and they always leave the way that they came.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
And that is what I have in the bizarre file for you.
Good moose story.
Always good when you can throw a moose in there. All right, let's take a break, shall we? We will return in a moment. We'll test you. We got a lesson question coming up. Your chance to win some freebies, and we'll also get to the trash music news. So hang in there. We'll be back shortly.
Not only can you hear Preston and Steve, you can see them too. Check out the Weekly Rush on Xfinity On Demand. New episodes, you guessed it, weekly.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Yeah, we're almost done, aren't we? Yes. Okay, so lesson question is what we need to do. We are going to ask this question of you and award you with a pair of tickets to see the Preston and Steve presentation of Bill Burr. Slight return on Friday, September 16th, Wells Fargo Center.
Hey!
Great tickets, great show. Answer this question. What's Paul McCartney's favorite chocolate? 215-263-WMMR. I guess they have a factory in Liverpool or something like that.
Yeah, they found it.
They found it.
Yeah.
What's Paul McCartney's favorite chocolate bar, whatever you want to call it? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you're listening. Call now.
The trash business is a gold mine. 93.3
WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. You can protect your home from water damage, cracks in your foundation, and mold with DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Preston and Steve listeners, you get 15% off when you mention our show. So go to drytechcorp.com. What is going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Britney Spears' new husband, Sam Asghari, appearing on GMA to promote his role in the new action movie Hot Seat, starring Mel Gibson. Asghari says people think the only reason he got the role was because of Britney, but that's only because they are very perceptive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jason Momoa's Apple TV Plus show C is coming to an end after its third season. Momoa says people who have seen C say C seems like Saw, but he doesn't see it. And finally, Grey's Anatomy fans are reportedly eager for season 19 of the long-running medical drama. ABC says the final season promises to take the series in a whole new direction by incorporating entertainment.
Wow.
And that's your Hollywood chat.
All right, we're looking for the answer to the question, what's Paul McCartney's favorite chocolate? And we will go to Andrew to test him of his knowledge of today's program. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You guys absolutely rock.
Oh,
we
love
you, Andrew. Everything you did during the blood drive, me and my wife went, and she was real scared, but I talked her into it.
Excellent. Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, she's one of 959 units of blood we got that day, so thank you, Andrew. Well, you can get more if you give me the answer. What's Paul McCartney's favorite type of chocolate?
I believe it was Toblerone.
Toblerone. Yeah. Yep, you got it, Andrew. Hang on. You, sir, are now going to see a show that we have the Presents honor on, and it is Bill Burr. Slight return on Friday, September 16th, Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Let's get to music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
In honor of Paul McCartney. So, Tommy Lee performed his first full show of Motley Crue Stadium Tour on Tuesday. Yes, he was previously splitting duties with Tommy Clefetos, who is another Tommy, by the way. Yep.
Tommy want wingy.
As previously reported.
It seems that both Tommies want wingies.
Yeah. Tommy want wingy.
What were the Tommies like?
Tommy want wingy.
I think they're both agreed, wingies.
Yeah.
Lee recently broke his four ribs. It was Tommy who broke it. Tommy want ribs.
Wingy.
They seem very peckish.
During the band's performance at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, Lee performed without any mention of an injury. Prior to the Charlotte concert.
So he made it up.
Lee performed the first few songs of each show and then returned later to play piano on Home Sweet Home. But now he's playing the whole set. We'll see how that goes, if he can stay healthy and keep playing.
Four broken ribs, yeah. And the aggressive way he plays, he better watch it.
Yep, agreed.
Mister.
What'd you do?
Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live at Studio 60 Livestream, will be available to be viewed on the Soundscape VR platform. Fans can experience the debut of all 10 songs from Slash and the band's new Gibson Records LP 4 via Soundscape's Magic Mirror Musical Universe.
Have you watched any concerts?
I don't know what this means.
Have you watched any concerts with a VR rig on?
No. And in fact, I don't even know how to find these things. I mean, I have the Oculus. How do I find this stuff?
You can actually log on. I think you can go, if you can, you can access the internet through your Oculus. You can go to YouTube. And you can go, I assume it's streaming on YouTube, right? Or whatever it says there. There's probably an address that you can log in. You can actually browse on your Oculus.
I've not dabbled with that yet, of looking into internet stuff with the... Okay, I'll try it out. Slash said, I'm really excited for this very cool VR interpretation of our live performance of Studio 60. It's a new and immersive visual that gives gives it a great in-the-room feel.
I think you said this, Preston, but it's available on Soundscape. So if you go to soundscapeuniverse.com, Steve, what you were saying is accurate, and then you can download this Soundscape app right to the Oculus.
And there you go.
And then watch it that way.
Yo, ever heard of Jerkmate?
Well, there's an ad.
I did VR Jerkmate. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I was spent.
I know that sometimes these... some concert footage will be taken with special cameras that will put you right on the stage.
Right.
I've
seen a little... You can find footage of, active concert footage if you go into YouTube on in the Oculus or on PlayStation VR.
All right. Alanis Morissette paid homage to her former bandmate Taylor Hawkins on Tuesday night during a performance at the O2 Arena in London. Hawkins was Morissette's drummer for her Jagged Little Pill tour in 1995 and played... with her live band until 1997 when he joined the Foo Fighters. She featured photos of Hawkins while she sang Ironic, ending the performance with the text, In Memory of Taylor Hawkins. The Foo Fighters are also planning two upcoming tribute concerts to Hawkins in September, where Morissette is also scheduled to perform.
You have sort of embryonic plans? Are any shout you're going to get out to one of these?
Maybe. We have not had the sit-down, figure-it-all-out, nuts-and-bolts conversation yet, but it's still on the table.
Right.
I'll let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah.
A new, more comprehensive book on Jimi Hendrix will arrive in the U.S. on November 15th. Titled Jimmy, this biography will serve as the ultimate tribute to the greatest guitar player in rock and roll history. Jimmy will significantly expand on previous books and is described by his sister Janie Hendrix as a comprehensive visual celebration. The book will include a new introduction by his sister, never-before-published photos and quotes by legendary musicians such as Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, and Dave Grohl. And this will be his 80th birthday being celebrated.
Wow, that's unbelievable. There's another new chapter called I Banged Kathy's Dad, Too.
Wow. The book seeks to expand on Hendrix's lasting influence. The musician died at age 27, 80? Over 50 years ago.
It's just completely... It's hard to process that.
Yeah. How about this? The Kiss World Museum, which showcases 50 years of the classic rock band's memorabilia, recently opened in Las Vegas, right next door to the Kiss by Monster Mini Golf Course.
Okay.
Singer and bassist Gene Simmons contributed three tractor trailers full of stuff from his personal collection.
It's conveniently located right next to the Beatles pickleball.
What? There's a Beatle pickleball court?
This kind of looks cool. I saw some. Obviously, if you're even a remote fan, this should be fun. But they have it laid out in a cool way.
It ranges the three tractor trailers full of Gene stuff, ranges from instruments to vinyl records to video games. As kids,
to my Beanie Babies. I've got 5,000
Beanie Babies.
Love them.
As Kiss
continues my Garbage Pail Kids cards.
As Kiss continues their farewell tour through 2023, the group feels it's time to share their private collection with their dedicated fans.
What do you think in Garbage Pail World?
Right.
What do you think the gene was? Because they had something for all the names.
They did. I wonder. That's a good question.
Junkyard Gene.
Ooh.
Or I know it's a J and a G.
So
but
they either go with alliteration or rhyming.
Right.
So I was leaning more towards rhyming, like a mean gene. But
mean gene?
That's too simple. Simply, needs something.
It's even better.
Hygiene.
I was thinking spleen gene or something like that.
Right. And you think he's actually shaving his flesh off.
Do you think there was a Preston?
Wow, that would be a tough call.
There's never a Preston.
There's never a Preston, I was Garbage Pail Kids. It didn't. That was kind of.
It was in a, out of the pocket for me.
Late for me.
Yeah.
But Wacky
Wait,
packages.
Late?
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah. Or early. I mean, I was older by the
you
time.
You were older.
It came
yeah.
Wacky packages are what I had. Wait a minute. Preston, get out of here.
Oh, my God.
It's a Garbage Pail Kid, and he's being ironed on an ironing board.
Well, he's being pressed.
You got to get happy. I do have to get that. You're right.
And frame it.
Didn't somebody make... Yeah, somebody yeah. did an artist yeah. rendition of All of yeah. Us.
I'm carrying around my head in a wheelbarrow.
As Garbage Pail Kids. That's right. Your head was so big. That needs to be hanging up on the walls here.
Preston Change-O.
There's two Prestons.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. Well, now I feel included. Thank yes. you very much. So anyhow, the 15,000 square foot museum is open now in the Masquerade Village at the Rio Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Don't forget, located conveniently next to the Beatles pickleball court.
Yeah, and then finally, and I'm gonna start making sure that I do mention this, but there is a new MMR Rock Breakdown with Sarah
yeah.
Parker. Great videos.
She does a great job. Her and Nick Murphy put together great content.
Award-winning.
Award-winning. Yeah, absolutely.
Sarah breaks down this week. No, not an Oscar.
Was it Tony, I think?
Maybe that was it. For live performance.
Were they even nominated this year, Steve? I mean,
they
like,
were with their. I know it's they're, good they're considered for nomination.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Robert Irvine.
So this week, that. Sarah breaks down new music from the Prince of Darkness, Dave Grohl returning to the concert stage with Paul McCartney. And no fooling, Def Leppard's new line of beauty products causing hysteria. And you can follow us on Instagram at 93.3WMMR to be the first to see the new episodes of The Rock Breakdown. And you get breaking rock news at WMMR.com.
Yeah, they really do a good job.
Yeah, yeah, they're a lot of fun. That's what I have in the entertainment, or actually the music news this morning. Let's take a break, come back in a second, and wrap it up with the letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize, which we will give away tomorrow.
There's a predatory Preston, too.
Another Garbage Pail. I can't believe it. My name never comes up in stuff. Wow, interesting. All right, we'll be back in a sec. Hang out, gang.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, and probably other places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So we're kind of wrapping up a little on the earlier side than usual today, but nonetheless, an enjoyable hangout today, friends. We had our friend Robert Irvine
yeah.
who joined us today. Robert Irvine is doing an appearance tonight. He's in Philadelphia. In fact, he was Zooming with us from the deck of the Mushaloo. And it's going to be a great night to be out there. He's going to be setting up shop, and it's from 5 till 8. And you can come out and try the Irvine Spirits.
Yeah.
And it's a cocktail party. And, of course, there's going to be some good eats and everything. And Robert's great company. You can hang out, talk to him.
Perfect night for it.
Yeah. And just, you know, get into it and have a good time. And it's the Robert Irvine Foundation, which helps out first responders and military people who are in need. So tickets available at somewhere. Anyway.
I think Facebook.
Yeah.
His Facebook account.
You can go through his Facebook account. It says here, tickets available, and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
But they're $25.
It was like Eventbrite, blah, blah, blah. Go to PresidentSteve.com.
There you go. That's what you do. I also want to mention real quick that we have a Boys and Girls of Summer weekend happening
what?
Here on MMR. So it's for 4th of July weekend. There's going to be special blocks every hour of songs with names in the title. Okay, so boy names, girl names, people's names.
People's is people.
And people's is people's.
Yeah.
And so whether you're down the shore or up in the mountains or hanging at home, tap the MMR app and tell your smart speaker to play MMR. MMR's Boys and Girls of Summer Weekend, sponsored by Hyundai City Auto Park, where people's is people's.
People's is people's.
So
that's actually fun. I think of all the song titles with names in them.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think of those.
Angie.
Angie. Angie. You're beautiful.
What are some, are there any more current songs that have?
Current Angie. Current Angie. Not the other one.
That have.
You're a newer Angie that I know.
Names.
Oh.
In the songs.
Jack and Diane.
Yeah, Casey said that.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys were singing Angie at the talk show.
Let's think. That's
Me in Virginia, that's 25 years old at this point.
Oh my God, that song
what's
is
what's
that
the
old.
New, what's the newer? I can't think of any.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm sure there are some, but, you know.
Well, all right, so here's a list on our website. Allison by Elvis Costello, Whole Lotta Rosie.
Pork Chop Sandwiches.
Pork Chop Sandwiches.
Who's named Pork Chop?
Hyundai City Park.
Are there any Kathys mentioned in songs, Kathy?
Kathy. Oh, my God. There's not a lot of Kathys in songs or movies or anything. Like, I guess. It's just the name is dated.
What is this?
Saint Cecilia.
Okay. Oh.
Does it say Kathy?
Yeah, that was wondering about Kathy.
No, I was doing something else.
Well, there's Kathy's song. There's Kathy's Clown.
Yes.
That's a mythic. Do you know that song,
no.
Kathy?
What is
from
it?
From the brothers. Damn it.
The Corsican Brothers.
Not the Corsican
Oasis?
Brothers.
Black Rose.
No.
Kinks.
No, the Everly Brothers.
No, the Everly Brothers. Thank you. The name Brothers is in the name.
Oh, I didn't know that. How about Caroline? Yes, that's what I was just thinking of. Sweet Caroline.
No, she hates the song.
Oh, she does?
It's too cliche.
It's too cliche. It's overplayed, right, Caroline? What do you think? Get on the mic. There you go.
Only when I'm with my friends, because they yell it to me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, but Kathy's Clown, that's a classic.
Oh, okay.
Kathy, in the song, is mistreating the boyfriend.
Is that how that works?
Right, you don't be Kathy's Clown.
Oh.
Right? Isn't that the gist of it?
I've never sat and listened to those lyrics, actually.
I thought that
Wake
was
Up Little Susie is about two people who fell asleep after they had sex.
And they know it's going to be scandalous.
Yeah. This is Kathy.
They weren't playing Parcheesi.
Kathy!
Kathy. I can't hear it.
You have a list of activities. Kathy. You're beautiful.
Kathy.
You say ew when sex is ever mentioned.
Ew.
Ew.
Gross.
That could work.
It's kind of boring.
Come on, guys.
Casey Jones?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, yeah, we're fine.
There's
no...
Here you go. Nick found a list. Beth from Kiss.
Beth.
No.
Beth. Beth, I hear you call.
There are no Steve songs.
Rosanna. This is another great one.
You know what song I really love?
Eleanor Rigby.
Joanna by Kool and the Gang.
That's a fun song.
How does that go?
Joanna. It's very...
love you.
It's very orchestral.
It's not like a 70s era.
No, that's Diana.
No. It's Joanna by Kool and the Gang. And
Toto.
No.
Joanna by Kool and the Gang. It's a song that I like.
You're thinking of Rosanna.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting so mad.
Rosanna. Rosanna.
So here's a somewhat current one, Steve. Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, that by the White Tees, right?
Yeah, Plain White
Tees. White Tees.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Hey There, Delilah. It's a London, New York City. And you're so pretty.
Diana. Diana. Oh, Delilah. Delilah.
Oh, Rhiannon.
Rhiannon. Yeah.
I was going to play that. What about St. Stephen? St. Stephen by The Grateful Dead there.
Oh, that's right. Okay, mm-hmm. That's one.
Oh.
Preston had about 40 Garbage Pail Kids.
Mm-hmm. There's a song called Depreston that I really like.
What?
There's a song called Depreston. And
don't
it's about
be depressed. Why has no one ever told me about this? Depreston?
Yeah.
Is but it a depressed town?
Well, so there's a town in Australia called... Preston,
yeah.
And so Courtney Barnett has a song called, and I love the song.
Depreston.
He's never heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it. I had no idea.
No, Casey.
Oh. Yes, I have.
Oh, you
it's
have?
It's on my iTunes.
It's
yeah.
on something called YouTube.
So Courtney Barnett was she was one of those best new artists in the Grammys, and so when I saw, I was like, oh, let me listen to her. And so
no, you did play this for me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Play it.
If I remember, it is good. Yeah. She's a solo artist. Yeah. She play guitar too, Case?
She do.
Casey, I got confused between her and then we had the artist in the studio named Barnes Courtney.
Yeah. Oh, he was great.
And he was. He was great. Yeah. But and they are two very different people with similar sounding
names.
It's
like when we had Jagger Mickin.
Yeah, and that guy was good. Yeah.
That guy couldn't sing to save his ass.
Yeah. I like Jigger Mac better.
Wait, what?
Jigger Mac.
It's a dinner. A
lot of songs we're looking at now, like Jolene from Dolly Parton.
That's a great one.
I don't know how many of these would be played. This it?
DePreston?
This is DePreston.
The Five Finger Death Punch cover, Jolene, we'll play it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Here comes the Preston
this.
Part.
Yeah.
Now we got that bird. Maybe not.
Come on. Hold on.
Yeah, I remember. You know why I don't remember the song?
Because you don't like
I
it.
I don't like it.
It's depressing.
It's
$23 a week.
Here it is.
Here's where it picks up.
We drove to a house in Preston.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh.
And to Steve.
Like sounded like that was a town.
It is.
Anyway.
Where is it?
It's in Australia.
Australia.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Australia. In the city of Australia.
I'm going to Preston.
Yes. Wouldn't that be nice?
Let's go.
We should go there, do our show.
You should broadcast from Preston.
There's got to be a Steve.
We can't even get to Dollywood.
No one.
We're going to go anywhere. To Sydney?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm sure there are towns called Pierre. There's got to be.
Oh, yeah. The capital of South Dakota. But those.
But they pronounce it Pierre.
Those. Bastards.
Right, you aware of that?
Yes.
I had a friend who lived in Dakota, in the Dakotas, and he said if anybody ever called it Pierre, you're like, they're from out of town.
Yeah, as well they should be. No one should go to that town.
That's nonsense that they would pronounce it that way.
How dare they?
But it's like...
They're just being contrarians.
No, it's just a southern draw. Instead of Pierre, it's Pierre.
Oh, I got
Pierre.
You.
Right. Pierre. Anyway... How you doing, man?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Good to see you.
Good to see you, kids. I bring good news.
Oh, I love good news.
Yes. You guys, once again, have won the Best of Mainline radio morning show.
Hey.
Oh, Steve show. Nice. The best it, of,
is that the issue? You're
you
on
the cover of that?
Oh, his favorite.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And it's a wonderful piece on you.
I have a story to tell you about
nice
that
piece.
Mainline today, we've won that thing for like 25 years straight. And after we did like the 10th year, I was speaking to the editor there. It was Bill Bean's sister.
Tara. Wonderful.
Tara Bean. And I go, hey, and I go, we've won this so many times. Well, I'm like, why don't you put us on the cover? Her response was. Laughed at me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. But now the Pierre Robert has been, he's broken down the barrier.
That's glass ceiling.
I just got the issue. A few people who subscribed got it earlier. It's not on the, or it might now be on the newsstands.
Great picture.
It's a fun picture.
What I love is that there's also a nod to Hall of Fame coach Dick Vermeil under you. So people might look at that and go, man, what's Dick up to with this long hair?
Yeah.
This is a great photo of
it's
you, Pierre.
It's excellent.
I love it.
Thank you.
And the piece is wonderful.
It's a very nice piece.
And well deserved.
Well, you're very kind. But so is the one, I also, thanks to the readers of Mainline Today, voting you guys morning show.
It's very nice.
Me best radio DJ year after year after year. I think Philly Mag best of puts you after a while just into a Hall of Fame.
We got best cheesesteak. I didn't know how we got that.
You certainly deserve best of Philly. So there you have it.
I wanted to
announce that.
Is this on newsstands now?
I believe it is, yes.
And in digital form as well, I would imagine?
Best of the main line.
By the way, the photo credit goes to Tessa Marie, it says here on the inside.
Yes.
So she took that great picture. But yes, best main line today. It's the best of the main line. And it says MMR's Pierre Robert. This is right on the cover.
Aww.
40 years and counting.
That's great, man. It is a good, really good magazine, and we're thrilled that we end up in that
consideration.
They're all nice folks.
They are.
Thank you to the readers.
By the way, Nick found an island called Pierre's Island.
What?
It's in the Bahamas.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, we can broadcast from there.
Right after Dollywood.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also a Steve, Arkansas, and there's a Lake Kathy in Arkansas.
Really?
And let's not forget this one.
Casey, Indiana.
Ah.
Merry Christmas.
What are we doing?
Little Saint Nick. This is the Nick song.
Oh.
We didn't do any Nick songs.
That's okay. A good one.
All right, so back to the songs, and that'll be this weekend, by the way. That's going on. All right. Letter of the day, maybe?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
Oh, we were done with that.
This has such a Friday vibe, this show.
The Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter...
S as in Santa.
All right, Santa, that's perfect. Santa's got to go. And we are going to give away a father-daughter road trip. To the Shore, by the way, it's a package that includes a $600 Airbnb gift card, a $100 Wawa gift card for gas, and a $50 Acme gift card for snacks. And it's from Don't Make Me Go, starring Snacks. Starring John Cho as a single father who takes an unforgettable cross-country road trip with his reluctant teenage daughter. They discover new levels of their love and the unexpected twists and turns that life has in store. It's available on Amazon Prime Video on Friday, July 15th. Rated R. We'll give away that prize on the program tomorrow. Speaking of programs, what's up today, Pierre?
We've got workforce blocks of Nirvana and the Hooters. We're going to get some American songs or songs that reference the USA, you know, 4th of July coming up and nice. All of that. And all sorts of other fun things. Oh, and more Dead and Company tickets to give away on the program today.
Wonderful. All right, let me thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors, Acme official grocery store. The Preston and Steve Show also brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And Bipolar Seltzer. Why be flat when you can sparkle? On tomorrow's program, it's no Sad Bro Friday.
That's right.
Maybe we'll do some giveaways. I know we have some stuff that we need to unload. And we have an appearance tomorrow by the band Froggy.
Oh, yeah!
In our studio. And I think they're bringing something to us. So that is it. We are done. Rage on and have a great day. And we will see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.